participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
What's happening, a-hole?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, a-hole.
That's, what is that?
Yeah, it's my new name.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
That's my new name.
What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Well, that's your new name?
Yeah.
Someone want to explain this to me? I missed,
yeah, or do you
I missed the rehearsal.
Or do you want to talk about his clothes first?
the look that he's wearing today.
Yeah.
Are you, like, auditioning for a chorus line or what?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing?
I'm Bob Fosse.
Wearing a sweatshirt vest over a long sleeve.
That is very gay.
Thank you.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I take that as a compliment.
No, and I would say...
Are you wearing black jeans with it?
No, just regular.
Regular jeans?
Regular
you might want to do...
Like, you're not wearing, like, tights, are you?
No, just okay. Regular
advanced
jeans.
Skin?
If you want to know what Buzz is wearing, rent the movie Staying Alive.
Yes.
That was the follow-up to Saturday Night Live.
Right.
With John Travolta. Yeah, Saturday Night Fever, right.
What was the one where... What was the one where Jamie Lee Curtis
perfect.
Was?
You, never saw that one.
You. I like John
Travolta. I don't know, that's just disturbing that you remember that so quickly. Yeah,
sure I do. Anyway, Buzz is an a-hole.
Yes, I am.
The guy at Staples.
He does look, he indeed looks like an aerobics instructor today, doesn't he? He really does.
Let's get started.
Yes. Could be something from like Deep Space Nine. Something
no.
that something.
No, there's no way you can make that
yeah.
space.
No, let's go that way.
No, absolutely not.
Did that come with a sweatband for your head?
There you go.
Yes, it did.
Rob right. crystallizes.
I don't wear that.
Anyway, someone had the audacity to call Buzz that foul name this past weekend at a local Staples.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Let me just say, it's about time. Okay?
Yeah. Finally was called out.
Were you, what have we been saying for years behind your back?
Were you being a little impatient and demanding?
No, not at all. I couldn't have been more mellow. I did do something I'd never done before, and that's park directly in front of the store, but only because the store was expecting me. I was going in to switch a box, very big, heavy box. I'd already lugged it through the parking lot once, so I did something I never did. I parked in front of the door.
Listen, well, we
upset a guy.
We got a show to get to.
So we're going to hear the rest later?
See if you can keep it under control, because you are not able to keep it under control.
I can go off at any time.
Right. He's a wild one.
Yeah. Look, he looks like he's ready to snap.
He's ready to rumble.
If there's anybody that doesn't look like they're going to snap. My God.
Yeah, we will hear about Buzz's a-hole moment.
All right.
Wonderful.
We have a sponsor today for the pre-show.
Really?
Yes, we do. And let's welcome our new... What's the name of the company, Rob? It's
Videotech.
Sponsoring this part of our show.
What's up, Doc? Well, I'll tell you. This is Jerry Todd. You know, I watch a heck of a lot of video here at the homestead, and I just don't seem to have the time to get into the kitchen and whip up a good home-cooked meal. That's why I'm pretty excited about a new series of cassette video dinners from the folks at Videotech. They're kind of like TV dinners, but in a half-inch format, and they're almost an aphrodisiac for the video lover. Take a look-see. This is a Christmas Carol video dinner. It stars Alistair Sim, eggnog, turkey dressing, cranberry sauce, the whole shoot and match, why it's even got a candy cane for dessert, and of course the cassette right here. Just put it in the video dinner cassette machine, watch and eat. I've got here the Shogun Sushi video dinner, Godfather 1 Linguini, Godfather 2 Cannelloni, Meatballs, I kind of like that one, and on the list goes. So don't think popcorn when you think video. Think Videotech's video dinners. Have one on me. I'm Jerry Todd. And as soon as my white toast is ready, I'm going to be watching Ordinary People.
Videotech. Tastes different.
Okay, so that's who's bringing us the appreciation today. Thank you, Jerry Todd.
So nice to be sponsored.
Yeah.
Jerry Todd.
Hey, how are you? And a good evening to you. Welcome to the Midnight Video Special. Looks like we got a terrific crowd here in the studio. Where are you from?
Cleveland.
Let's put up the old map there and see where that is. That's on Lake Erie, isn't it? There it is right there. They've got WMMS Buzzard Radio down there, which I understand is making the transition to video in the near future. Speaking of video, we got some for you right now. One of the leading popular musical bands who are front runners in blending their fine music with the magic of video. Let's give a warm welcome to Talking Heads.
Anyway, that's Jerry Todd.
Jerry Todd sponsors the show today.
Okay.
And
no.
An early tribute to our wonderful producer.
I hit the wrong button.
I can listen to this at any time.
Never wrong.
Let me see, what can I say about her? Oh. She called me Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
Jesus.
That's great.
She called you?
Yes, she did with some work-related stuff. And
she wasn't crying, though, was she?
No, she wasn't. But I love this about her. I finally had to say to her, darling, even I, on Saturday morning, take a few moments away from the radio show.
Sure.
Let's take a few moments away. And she was here. She was here on
Oh, my God.
She's gonna Saturday, Jeff, you're going to burn yourself out.
She should have been in Calgon.
She was here, right, Buzz?
Oh, man, she's going to burn. You're going to burn yourself out.
What were you doing? What were you doing here on Saturday morning?
I was doing some best stuff for the holidays coming up, and I was just getting my, you know, there's always something to do for the Don and Mike show.
But you're gonna toast yourself. You're going to be a crispy critter.
No, I'll be fine.
I mean, I worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
Are you getting that medicine?
What medicine?
You know. The medicine that you know that we know that you know that
ends with cillin.
Yeah,
have the prescription filled.
I'm not on any medicine.
I don't think he's talking about real
Robbie,
medicine.
Would you go tell her what I'm talking about?
What are you talking about?
It's something we used to say on the old show.
Hold on a euphemism, really.
Rob will actually,
the old show, anyway.
Rob will actually come back to the producer's room now.
Okay, there he is. Okay, hold a second.
They had to mute the phone.
She's going to. Rob's going to tell her.
I'm laughing.
You're laughing?
No, I don't have a prescription for that.
I know.
Well, we're giving you one.
We got to write you a script for that. Any woman who's here on a Saturday morning definitely needs to be written an RX.
That's just not. I'm worried about your health.
No, I'm fine. I wouldn't know what to do. Trust me, it's in my nature.
Hold on, what? You wouldn't know what to do with some of that?
Really?
Well, that's obviously not true. You know,
right. You have a daughter.
Yes.
Right.
So you don't know. You do know the magic formula.
Yeah. You just ought to have a nice late night on Friday night. You know, and
just
relax on Saturday morning.
Anyway, that's all.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye bye.
Worried about that girl?
There she is.
She could take herself to one of the local watering holes.
Yes. Yes, she's absolutely, good. And just enjoy a festive evening.
Sure, something to drink,
and perhaps perhaps sleep in.
Paint herself up, go out, find herself a nice young buck.
Mm-hmm. Maybe sleep on a couch in a stranger's home.
Yeah, why not?
What could it hurt? Sleep on the floor.
Get some of that.
On a couch or a floor.
Fall asleep seated next to a toilet.
Or on a toilet.
I've done both.
Okay, let's just start this. Mike, please.
Hey, now.
John Kerry.
Oh, hi there.
Hi there.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Open the door.
Hello.
The true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been?
How have you been anyway?
I'm excited. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. It Must Be Nice and all the ships are free. Here, making up for their Hitler line, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara.
I know. I must have missed the dress rehearsal.
You're feeling left out.
I am, really. Anyway.
The thing about Buzz was just something he had said before you arrived today.
Right. Well, you already explained that one. What was that one?
The other one about...
Sometimes they're too evil.
It must be nice.
It must be nice. That's what my wife said to me today. And I mentioned it in a moment. I'm already speaking about her to my best friend, Ron.
Right.
Anyway... she's right. She said to me, it must be nice, and she's right.
It is nice.
It is wonderfully nice.
Hello! I think I kind of get it now.
Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday. 1-0-2-5-0-4.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz.
Yes. No, he's not retarded.
Everybody accounted for?
We're all here.
Yeah, we're all here.
Must be nice. you know,
it's funny when I like it when I'm on the outside and then you don't really even have to explain it and I know
pretty
what you're
nice. Pretty nice. Mm-hmm. It is pretty nice. Hi, welcome to the show, Don and Mike Show. It's Rocktober 25.
That must be nice.
now
I'm with it.
Call us from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. What, Mike?
Must be nice.
From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. Okay, I've got a statement to make.
Really?
That is a story to tell you about the weekend. And here's the statement. I am claiming this now as a product because we have to now claim products.
That's right.
I'm giving you... Well, now, don't...
No, I'm getting shaky because I'm saying, can I jump in first?
No. I'm giving you Cinnamon Rush.
Really?
The Crest Cinnamon Rush toothpaste.
Well, that's... I feel that's honorable.
No, it's not because I think you deserve
it.
No,
you called it.
It's not because I think you deserve
it. You called it, but I was technically using the product before you.
Well, as I was with the Altoids gum, but...
But I called the Altoids gum.
But I was using it first, but I gave it...
You want to trade Cinnamon Rush for...
No, because I found...
Cinnamon Altoid gum.
Okay, someone call the Altoid people. Is there such a thing?
Yep, I believe there is. Yeah. And I have my first, I've got it in my car, I could bring it up.
You can have it. Because I'm telling you, I got a new toothpaste.
You do?
Same brand, Crest.
Yeah, what is it?
It is the orange citrus flavor. I want to tell you something.
your
someone,
hands.
What? I know they go like...
You have
like
your hands. You have it. Just so, this is for the viewers at home.
Yeah.
Don had his hands in a position where his middle two fingers were curled down. He had his hands at shoulder level, and both his pinky and his index finger were pointed up with his thumbs on the outside.
This is very Homer-esque. Very Homer Simpson-like. Yeah. I think you're very excited about
something. This is a citrus flavor?
Yes, it is. From Crest, and I'll be damned. I'll be damned if it doesn't taste like a creamsicle.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Great.
I gotta try it. My dentist is gonna love this. I've brushed my teeth like 100 times this weekend.
Wonderful. Oh, hey, so brand new, I would imagine,
yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know how long it's been out there. I think I may have seen it while I was, you know, always going to the grocery store now. It's exciting for me to try to beat you on these products.
Since this little skirmish began between you and me, I find myself now just, scouring the aisles of supermarkets trying to find the latest product.
We all agree I was the first to call Absinthe, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Absinthe is mine.
That's all yours. I mean, I knew of it. I knew of the product from
sure,
we'd all
movies.
Heard of it.
Right?
That's yours, bud.
You're the first one that got it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So anyway, that is not a monumental statement in itself, but I wanted to just claim that.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz has the back of the Crest box memorized. Do you actually?
Crest has been shown to be a decay preventive dentifrice, proven to be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. Signed, the Council on Dental Therapeutics, American Dental Association. Thank you.
Rob, I know, Buzz, you've done that
I don't know
before.
Who to give more credit to, Rob, for like picking up on the fact that Buzz knows that or Buzz for knowing it.
How did you know Buzz knew that?
I've always been impressed that he's known that. I wish I knew that. I don't have as much wherewithal to learn it.
You know, Rob put a note in front of me, and I thought, this is not a joke.
No.
Buzz has the back of the Crest box memorized.
That's right.
That is too good. Once again, please.
Crest has been shown to be a decay preventive dentifrice, proven to be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care. Signed, Council on Dental Therapeutics, American Dental Association.
All right.
Wow. Big hard
well
words.
Said, Buzz.
Incredible.
Well said.
That is fantastic.
Don't know if that Crest, I don't think that's a new toothpaste. That's what I say. Huh. I don't think I'm blazing any ground. I think it's been there on the shelf every week.
You
but,
called it.
But
it's not
boy.
Extra whitening, is it?
Oh, they all are now, just like Cinnamon Rush.
All right, okay.
But anyway,
I think that is new. I don't think it's been...
For the purpose of this show, I'll claim it.
Yeah.
As mine. I got dibs on it.
Okay.
Saturday. This is something... I've had stuff happen to me in car washes before, but this is an all-time show stopper because it did not involve me directly. I simply watched it.
Hmm.
Now... The weather was kind of iffy on the weekend, late in the day on Saturday. Weather got a little clearer.
Yeah, and that's when everybody decided to get their car washed.
Right. So, you know, because of that, I didn't go to the place that Buzz and I go to.
Right.
Where Buzz got me some nice gift certificates for my birthday.
Right.
I go to this place a couple more miles down the road. Mm-hmm. Route 7, they'd say.
Right.
Anyone who was there Saturday will probably remember this. I'm sure their traffic is still backed up. We're waiting and we're waiting. And you know how it is. Everybody's wanting to get the car wash first nice day in like eight days.
It was absurd. I went to three of them and it was horrible. I
finally decide I'm going to invest the time. And I wait the 20 minutes to get up there to where you say, I want, you know, whatever, deluxe, super, yes, do it. Go for it. Now, this is one of those where you actually stay in the car for the beginning.
Okay.
While it goes through the wash thing, and then after it goes through the wash thing, if you've paid extra, you pull over to the side where they've got a bunch of guys with hoses and stuff to vacuum it out and clean the window.
Okay.
So either way, you're in the car while it's being washed, mm-hmm. while it's going through the machine. So, going through the machine, not a problem. All of a sudden, I notice that the entire thing for a second shuts down. And the entire mechanism of the machine
right.
actually shuts. I was at the point where it's shooting out the different color.
The wax.
All this foam stuff. It's like blue and it's red.
That's wax.
And then I realize why this is happening, why the thing is shutting down. Because in front of me, in the Nissan Altima, with Virginia tag,
uh-huh.
I won't say the tag, but I certainly had time to write it down. A young woman opened the driver door and was attempting to leave the vehicle while it was being washed. Now, this is while the stuff is spraying out and the big things are going round and round and round, the big spinning things.
Right. She tried to get out?
Now, not only did she try to get out, I swear to God this is true, she got it. So, now, the whole thing is shut down because there's a little window, I guess, where they can see what's going on in there, and they see that, I guess they see that a door's been opened up.
Or maybe it's automatic.
So, yeah, maybe that's the case. But either way, I've got a great seat for it because I'm in the
next... Is she getting wet?
I'm in the next car behind. You know, she's hilarious because she's wet. While this is going on, even though the brushes have stopped, every once in a while, it keeps spurting out the foam.
Do you think she's like claustrophobic or something?
No. Wait, this is the best show I've ever seen in a car wash. I swear to God, the best show. I swear to Christ, I don't make this up. This S happened. She's out of the car. And the stuff is just spraying and no one knows. I'm just sitting in the car behind. And she starts going, "Yes!" More than that.
Yeah. To who?
To, well, at first it would be Buzz, since that apparently is his
right,
name.
Everybody knows him.
Yeah. Whoever the, as it turns out, the young fella was sitting in the car. She's yelling this at him.
Oh my God!
Now, once I realize what's going on, I say, okay, this is a domestic situation.
Yeah.
Now, everything is shut down. Everything, nothing's going, no foam, no nothing. Mm-hmm. She goes over to his side of the car and says, hey, open up. And then she's doing this, like on his window. Open this door. You owe me that much. Open the door. Meanwhile, I'm just sitting going, what a show this is.
Yeah.
Trying to call my wife.
Anyone.
Trying to call Rob. Now, I'm not getting any cell service because I'm inside the...
Damn.
Wow.
But the woman is just pounding on the car.
Is this a young woman, an older woman?
She appeared to be early 20s.
Okay.
I'd say kind of goth was the look.
All right. She had. Okay, very good.
Kind of black. And she started pounding then on the roof of the car, the hood of the car. Mm-hmm. She's going all around the car, just boom, 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 boom. Open this door! Well, the guy now starts hitting the horn, okay? So you've got the crazy woman banging on the car, and the guy... You know, the guy's doing this. Now, at this point, Ahmed comes out from behind the corner.
Right.
Okay, from behind where all the stuff is being run. And I'm so fortunate. I'm the person right behind.
You got the best view.
I can't imagine the people that were 20 cars behind
that
me.
That don't know what the hell's going on.
No idea why they've waited. And now maybe you know if you were at this particular car wash on Route 7 on Saturday and you had an extraordinarily long wait, like 30 minutes. The reason is that this woman would just run around the car. The guy from the car wash comes out and says, hello, can I help you? Now, at this point, I've got my window down because it's not spraying stuff out.
Yeah, I
don't want
to hear what's going on.
Right. So I've got it down enough, and I hear him saying, please, please, you must leave this area. This is not safe. I won't leave until he gets out of the car. He has to get out of the car. So then they come over to the guy, and they go to the guy. Can you please get out of the car? Can you please get out of the car? We will have someone from the car wash come and get in the car and drive your car to the very end. So he says, cool. He gets out.
So she was on the passenger side.
Yes, she was.
All right.
He gets out of the car. They're standing there. They're arguing. But it's cool because the guy from the car wash is walking them away. Mm-hmm. And just like he said, the guy, some other guy, Ahmed, some other guy off the truck, comes in and he gets behind the wheel of the car.
They start it up again?
They start the machine up again. I am not kidding. It's not 15 seconds into it. But all of a sudden, boo, 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 boo. There's some kind of alarm that's going off in the middle of this car wash again. This woman now is running back towards the car.
Oh, no.
And this time, everything is still going.
Oh, no.
All of the things, all of the brushes are going. It's spraying out the stuff back and forth. For whatever reason, she now wants to get back inside the car.
Sure. Wow.
I don't know how this happened. I don't know how they got the crazy woman out of the car and got her, it looked like, outside, but somehow she got back inside the car wash. Keep in mind, this whole thing is happening maybe 50 yards away from the exit. This guy was the car in front of me.
How much total time are you in the actual car wash?
38 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This guy was the car. He was the only car in front of me needing to leave the car wash.
Uh-huh.
So what happens is he stops, right before you're going to get the final rinse, and they're going to do the big automatic hair dryer thing.
Right.
So she's now running around. She's running around the entire area. Now, keep in mind,
what's she doing?
This is what I don't know. This is why I got to bring this up on the radio, because here's what happens. The car wash starts moving again,
yeah.
Right? And I see as my car is moving past, the woman is running past my car, like towards the back of the car wash.
Right.
Right?
Inside the garage where all the mechanics are.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, where she is inside,
where all the machines are.
Inside the tunnel part where...
Where no human being should be.
Now,
where there never is a human being.
Now, there appears to be walk space on both sides, yeah. Obviously. So these
for maintenance.
Guys,
sure.
So these guys can work. But I mean, I swear to Christ, this woman is running around and she's got all of the foam in her hair.
Really?
And she's crying and she's screaming and I don't know what to do. I finally get to the point where it's my turn to leave this tunnel and the guy...
You want to stick around for more show.
The guy gives me the thing saying pull on through.
Right.
And I said, you know, I think I might like to speak to the manager. I said, because really I didn't know. I said, I don't know, you started it, you stopped it. I got my car in neutral, but I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Like, the stuff was on, the stuff wasn't on.
Right.
So I waited for the manager, who came by, was very cool, gave me a free car wash.
Fair enough.
And told me that really, being as I spent 38 minutes in there, that probably it's like getting 8 car washes for the price of one.
Probably.
Because the stuff, for the longest time that I was stuck in there, the stuff kept shooting out.
Was your car cleaner than normal?
Well, it's go take a look downstairs.
It's shiny.
It's immaculate. So, I got the skinny on the girl.
All right, what?
Here now, unofficial, from the car wash guy who said to me, you can't tell anybody about this. And I told him, you know, what I do for a living, which is why I'm not saying the name of this place today, because they were very nice.
Right.
They were very nice. I can't imagine being one of the people behind me.
Mm-hmm.
If I was one of the people behind, I guarantee I'd be on the air with the name of the place today because I'd be screaming about this. Wait.
Right.
He said, after they got everybody out, that what happened was the guy apparently had some type of evidence in a car indicating that he had been with another woman.
Ah.
Now, whether the evidence was, the guy from the car wash was so cool.
Panties!
He said,
my God.
He said he thought panties, but someone said maybe a used condom.
Oh, wow.
That what's happening is quite often when you go through the car wash, especially you've got to sit and wait for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
she starts going through the glove compartment. Looking for something, looking for whatever it is, gum or whatever.
He just says, sure.
She's looking. She finds whatever this piece of evidence.
Right, right.
These two, Romeo and Juliet, we'll call them now.
Okay.
They have a checkered past.
Yes.
She decides that she cannot take it anymore.
Sure.
The guy told them that she started beating the crap out of him. Now, at that point, the guy said, if you don't stop this, I'm going to have to get out of the car. And then she said, don't do me any favors, and she got out of the car.
Wow.
And then when she got out of the car and was running around and stuff, she was so mad, she was beating on the car.
So this all happened at the lovely local car wash.
Yeah, yes, it did.
Well, it sounds totally plausible that that would be the reason that, you know, that somebody would go ballistic like that. I mean, you're getting your car clean, you know, you're going through, you know, you always grab the papers that are on the floor and stuff. And
right.
All of a sudden, she finds a little evidence.
I've never seen anything like this in my life, and I'm not exaggerating when I say.
You look at the guy?
Yeah, I got to look at the guy.
Was the guy kind of goth, too?
No, the guy. The celebrity the guy most resembled from what show is Kirk Cameron on? Is that
Growing Pains?
Growing Pains. One of those tall, doofy looking,
right?
Almost borderline. Who is the retard? Although they all were on Saved by the Bell. Screech.
Oh, kind of a Screech, kind of a lanky guy.
Right. Yeah. He had the permed hair. And he was taller than she was. And he, after I got through and was waiting for them to finish up on my car, and they were apologizing to everybody else, give everybody else free car washes, I noticed he was alone, just standing in the corner.
He will be.
And and no one, for whatever reason, would go and talk to him. Everybody was with the woman. All the people from the car wash were with the women saying, you know, are you okay? You got out of, you know. Meanwhile, I just felt like saying, hold on.
Well, why didn't you walk over to the guy and say, hey, sorry, bud?
Well, yeah. I don't want to get involved, Mike. Regardless, I'm not going to get into the middle of that. Thing,
right,
but,
right, exactly.
But she was with everybody, and they were acting.
She was the one that obviously had the real breakdown,
yeah.
And she was the one that got out into the mechanics of the car wash.
And there was a group of about 10 people around her, and as she would tell the story of whatever it was that she found or discovered,
right.
You know, the 10 people would all look at this poor schmuck, who looked like Screech.
Uh-huh.
Just,
yeah.
You know, standing in the corner, got his hands in his jeans, just kind of looking down and not really know what's going on.
Did he look guilty?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, affirmative, guilty on that.
Perhaps his day was over. Perhaps his life temporarily was over.
The greatest day I've ever had at the car wash,
sure.
Though.
What a show!
My teeth have never been brighter.
did you ask for maybe adding they should have added a surcharge on there for the floor show.
Guys said to me that they've had people get stuck inside there before,
sure.
But they've never had, and they've had kids do stuff, but they've never had someone where they've had, as they called it, a domestic experience,
yeah.
inside the car wash, which was just the best. And if you could have seen this girl, she looked like, who was the girl that was Wednesday Addams in the movies? You know, the moon face girl?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci, right.
So that's who she looked like. She was real thin like that. She had the dark, absolutely dyed black hair.
Dark circles under her eyes.
Yeah, she had the black fingernails. She had the whole thing going. And she was just hilarious. She was.
Well, you know, if they were at the car wash, I hope the guy came clean.
on everything that he'd done. So great. If only you could have seen her. There's no way I can do this story justice.
And you've done a great job.
And
was she just delightfully telling the world about her situation?
Yeah, yes, as she's walking around the car, which is stopped,
uh-huh.
As she's walking around, she's saying, you lying pig son of a bitch! Ow!
Pounding.
I never should have been with you, and I supported you, and boom! Like this. And then every once in a while, the thing would just shoot foam at her. And I swear to
God,
the woman would stand there and just wipe it off her face.
I suppose you never wanted to leave the car wash that
day.
No. Great show.
Was it painful to have to finally go?
Yes. I loved it. I got done. And like I said, they did a real nice job. The guy said, give us a couple more minutes, please.
Right.
And all we got to do is just rinse it and hand dry it, and it's been in there that whole time.
It sounds like the guy at the car wash managed the situation fairly effectively.
Yes. His only question was, and this is what everybody agreed on, do you think the local constable needs to be called?
Damn close to it.
Yeah, well, no, they decided not to because...
Well, she calmed down by that point?
She was cool. And and the best part was when her mom arrived.
Oh, so she was going home separately.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she...
And he was taking his car.
She was, and he...
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, by now, everybody at this car wash knows what's happened. There's a group of 20 people.
The community.
Everybody is on their
cell phone. Boy, I would love to find out what the evidence was.
Talking about this, and all I know is that the mother pulls up, and the mother is, very motherly. Let me just say, the very large Margie.
Yeah.
The mom, she gets out of the car.
Large Margie.
Is there any chance that the evidence they found was either a body or a body part?
No, Rob, it was something very
simple. It was something, Rob, you wouldn't know about this. It was something sexual.
How's that?
that was great. And the only other thing from my weekend is that on Saturday, I finally got my wife, because thank God there's nothing at the movies. Thank God there's nothing. Uh-huh. I finally got her strictly based on what's available to go see the puppet movie.
Ah, good.
The Team America movie.
Yeah, how was it?
And... Well, as I thought it would be, I really have to say this, it is, without a doubt, the funniest movie that I have seen all year.
Oh, fantastic.
I laughed out loud during this South Park, I know it's not South Park, Team America movie, the puppet movie.
Right.
I must have laughed out loud 70 times.
And I hear it's a little naughty.
The things that I laughed about, I cannot repeat on our show. I couldn't have repeated... On our old show.
Really?
Wow.
But the best part of this was, not only is this, I mean, side splitting, I'm not kidding, and they go at everybody. They go at Michael Moore.
Right.
They go at Bush. They go at Alec Baldwin. They go at Janine Garofalo. They go at all of them.
Right.
But the thing that's great about it is, while it is just, I mean, like, side splittingly funny with the things that they, I mean, I can't even give you the initial of the words, but everything is there. Absolutely everything is there. And I'm loving the fact that as we're watching this, and even my wife has to, at one point she leaves and she says, you know what, I'll give you a credit. This is a funny movie.
Hey.
Once you get past the puppets,
right.
This is really...
Well, the puppets make it funny, too, I would say.
Yeah, but they take away from the very beginning because you're distracted by
the puppets. You're looking at the scary puppets.
And, you know, they're doing it in a way where it's cheaply done, but also expensively done because there's some kind of CGI to give these puppets facial features.
Right.
But at one point, I love it, because this I can tell you. There's a theme song that the Team America guys have, and it's done very much like one of those, God bless the USA.
Right.
So when the American police, when the Team America finds that there's anything going on anywhere in the world, basically, we go there, and we end up killing everybody and knocking down the Eiffel Tower, but it doesn't matter because we always get the terrorists.
We're Team America.
So when Mount Rushmore opens up so that the planes can leave, like one of them comes out of Washington's mouth, one of them comes out of Lincoln's head, whatever the deal is, as this happens, they sing the theme.
Uh-huh.
And it's done very much like the Budweiser commercials, where it's that, you know, that really Americana.
Sure.
From the windy crested mountains to the longest Bering Sea, this is America! F yes! And we're gonna come see you! It's America! F yes!
Very majestic.
About the fifth time that they sang that word, some people in front of me got up and left.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you're coming to the South Park movie that has puppets, you know, that really should be rated. I don't know.
Rated X.
I don't know how they got. No, you know, I don't think it should, because there's nothing sexual. It's all
just R-rated
puppets.
Yeah, it's R, but it's all just so goddamn funny.
Right. Right.
People were leaving, and as we were leaving the theater, we also heard comments from other people like, Well, that's the last time you picked the movie. You know, I just want to say, that is a funny freaking piece of film.
I like that.
That's a pretty strong movie, I think. No matter what side of the political world you live on, that's funny. And it's always funny when they do the dictator from Korea. And he always talk right big. Hello. Hey, Alec Baldwin.
Right.
And the name of Alec Baldwin's group was Friends Against Something or Actors. It had something to do with actors.
Right.
Anyway, the initials were F-A-G. And it wasn't until about an hour into the movie when one of the guys sitting next to us finally figured out. He started laughing. He said, that's fag. Like, okay, just a beat slow he was.
So a good movie with puppets.
Yes, very good. And a good movie with a good weekend. A weekend with my wife. I got no problems. Things are good. And I watched your boys this weekend.
Not bad, huh?
Watched your boys.
Not bad.
I'm into that.
They needed to do that with the way St. Louis plays at home. They needed to win those two games.
You bet. You think, is there a chance that Wednesday night it's all over?
Yeah. I mean, if I write Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah, four games. If the Red Sox were, you know, miraculously able to sweep them in four games, so they play undefeated. St. Louis plays undefeated in St. Louis, so it's, I think it's going to go six or seven. I think it's going to go six or seven games. I think I'm not going to have, I enjoyed last night's game because I think that's probably the last game, but you never know. I don't predict anything. That's probably the last game where I could watch the Red Sox stress free. The game the night before was a little more stressful. This game last night was kind of, you know, they were always comfortably in the lead, and I didn't have that. Well, I also probably knocked back a bottle of wine, so that actually helps it too.
The shock,
you know, and I mean, I'm killing myself. I'm checking into rehab after this World Series is over because it's been, you know, while it's fun. It's exhausting, you know, but I still found time to go to the Old Dominion Speedway. I did indeed.
Now, this was, I want to just mention, a non-sanctioned Don and Mike show appearance. This was an appearance strictly for...
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, right? We kind of tied it in with the restaurant and went out there and had never been... You know, you talked about going to a NASCAR thing. I have never been to any race, any motor race whatsoever. And I took my daughters out there. And
so where is it that you went? Because you didn't go to a NASCAR.
Old Dominion Speedway, which is right outside of Manassas. And it's a old... family-owned, kind of a locally-owned track, and I guess there are lots of these around the country, and this one is, you know, there's a great crowd there, even with the first, and I was kind of going nuts, because I said I had to leave at 7 or 7:15, I got there at 4:30, and because I was saying, you know, I'm going to split, because it's World Series night, and I want to get home and watch my World Series, and take my daughters with me, and... ended up staying till about 8 o'clock because I wanted to see the late model stock cars race because it's a smaller track than most NASCAR tracks. As a matter of fact, they can only go two side by side on these tracks.
Correct.
And they put something like 30 cars, late model stock cars, in this race on this very short track. And you just knew as soon as they got started. And they didn't even start the race before there was a wreck.
Wow.
And it was amazing. My daughters got to ride in the pace car with the Prince Willie mascot that they had there, you know. And they went around the whole track. And I was sitting up by the tower, and my friend John took my daughters down because they went. That was the whole deal, that they were going to get to ride around the track.
And if only your daughters had been able to throw candy while they were driving around the pace car, that would have really been a home run.
It would have been perfect. Well, you know how I like to get them involved in anything parade-like. Or
and
anything.
They love stuff
like
that.
But I didn't you know, I don't have they're not on the show, and I kind of shield them from that. And the announcer, you know, just gets down there and starts this whole thing where he says, so, let me ask you, Catherine. What's your name? Catherine? Do you know who your daddy is? And I'm like sitting there, and I'm up at the tower, and I, you know, you can't pull the microphone away at that point. And they interviewed my daughters, and then it was like,
you shield your children from that. I've always said to my kids, from the time he was the smaller, he'd be on daddy's show anytime.
Right.
And he's coming home this weekend because it's their fall break. What is this? At college? You get a break. It's a school-sanctioned break before Thanksgiving.
I never had one of those.
So anyway, he says to me during the course of our conversation yesterday, Mike, I promise I'll get right back to this, to your thing. He calls me up and he says, busting balls about the Packers game or whatever it is. He says, oh, and incidentally, I'm getting my hair done again purple. I said, great, whatever. He said, so I can come down and be on the show and show it to everybody. And I said, no, listen, I want to say, I'm all for having you on the show and you want to be on or want to call you to talk about something. But I don't want you coming on the show just to show that I'm going to be repulsed by your hair because I love you no matter what. And
so he's digging the show. He wants to be he wants to be part of it.
He wants to come down and show everybody his purpose. Unlike your children, you are. That was my point. You're trying to say to them, no, no. Now my kids.
Well, no. What I do, they're just at the age now where they're tracking with what I do, and so they're aware of it. But they still, I will tell you, and this is not a shameless plug because it's funny. But they ask Elizabeth, and she said, "Do you know what your daddy does?" And Elizabeth says, "Omera's restaurant." Well, and gives the plug.
Well, somebody better give Elizabeth a little history lesson.
Hey, look around the cafe.
How that cafe happened.
They goosed laid the gold. Let her know where it all springs from.
Yeah.
Maybe she gave it. It was pretty funny. But it was a different experience. You were absolutely right when you said the speed when you're there is mind-boggling.
And I'm sure that was great, but go to an NASCAR race.
Yeah, well, everybody said that. Everybody said the one thing I went down and shook the hands of the winner of this first. They were kids. The kid that won this race was they're like little late model. They almost look like little Model Ts. You know, they're
right.
but they're stock cars, right? They're sports cars. And so I got to go down and shake the hand of the winner and give him the trophy and everything. And he did that thing that they do right as I'm walking over the barrier, the guardrail, the fender, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
What do they call it? It surrounds the track, the rail, whatever. Just as we're doing that, he comes back and starts doing his wheelies, and he's getting closer and closer, and I thought he was going to kill me. And I'm sitting there, and I'm expecting this man to get out of the car, and this child that was just going 100 miles an hour gets out of the car, and he starts being interviewed about the race. And then the track announcer, the guy that impromptu said, "Do you know who your daddy is?" He hands me the camera. It says, "Here, hold this for a second." So it was a pretty good race, and I'm standing in the middle of this track.
And I
don't know what the hell to do. I'm standing there just like, I feel like Eek the Geek. You know, and they, do you have the cricket sound? Because the one thing you would appreciate, you know, because at one point he said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a legendary broadcaster here. How many of you know Mike O'Mara? Yeah, well, that's fantastic. It's great to be here. It's good to have him there. And here, hold this camera for a
second.
But they did a couple of interviews, and it was a good night. It was more family than I thought it would be. It was actually, there were people out there with the kids and everything. So my kids had a blast, and I had a fantastic time there.
Good, and your daughter got in a plug for the restaurant.
She got in. Well, that was great. The whole deal. That was, you know, that was really, as you mentioned, it wasn't a Don Mike sanctioned event. It was
right.
It was a shameless. I was as close to the Uber whore as anybody can get.
Look around cafe.
I basically was saying, yeah, having a great time here. I'd love to see y'all come over to the restaurant after you have your fabulous racing.
Mike's a leader in the community.
That's right. Why do you laugh? Why does that make you chuckle? I could be mayor someday. If I didn't have my checkered past. You know, mayors can, you know, like the juice. Sure, they
can. Of course they can, for God's sakes.
No, I don't want politics.
You're a captain of industry,
that's
you are.
What I want, baby.
Got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Perfect stuff. Hey, are you having a good time?
Yeah!
Not a very enthusiastic reaction. I think I'll just sweeten that over here on the audio board. Let's try it now. Having a good time?
Yeah!
That's a lot better. You know, we overlook sometimes what good audio can do to embellish video. With that in mind, it's time for our satellite report. And let's go live now over the international dateline all the way to tomorrow. And my good buddy, Tim Ishimuni. Fabulous new video from the Plastics. And a special thanks to Tim Ishimuni, our Japanese friend, for the remarkable scoop on that Japanese technology, which I imagine will be coming our way in the near future. I hope the import tax doesn't make it too costly for Mr. and Mrs. Average to afford. Think of the fun to be had with a microcam. You know, whatever the product, let's face it, the Japanese
days have always had that little extra something special. But it's important to make sure as Americans that our priorities are with domestically produced products. Because let's face it, there's a different kind of war going on today. You know, it's an important thing to consider.
If Americans really believe in free enterprise system, you can buy any product, no matter where it was made.
Oops. A little leak in our transmission module. I assure our sponsors will say so long for good to our little Japanese friend.
No, Round Eyes. Say hello to superior technology. You can't stop it.
Jerry Todd here. Mayday, mayday, I am under video attack.
Don and Mike Show.
Truthfully nude. Don and Mike.
How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Yes. I hate to bust Joe on this.
Okay.
I gotta do it. Joe. Hi, Beth Ann. May I speak with Ardinger, please?
Hello?
Hey, Joe.
Hey. How are you anyway?
You know, Joe is probably your, I don't want to say your closest friend, but your confidant.
You're a good friend.
You step up for Joe on this show.
I do.
You know, whenever another officer is slinging an arrow at Joe.
Mm-hmm. Don't you socialize with Joe also?
When I can, yes.
That's great.
We point out Joe's low intellect.
And I defend it.
His love of barbecue chicken. Whatever it is, mm-hmm. Buzz is right there. And you should know that your man
mm-hmm.
has ratted you out.
What did he say? Because I didn't hear it when he came in here.
Now, from the mind of Ardinger, Joe came in the studio and commented on the clothes Buzz is wearing today.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Joe?
Oh, well, yeah, because you guys mentioned at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hanging out with him, and I realized, Buzz, forgive me, but you look like you're wearing the West Hollywood collection today.
Sure.
And they all turn on you, Buzz.
Yes, yes they do. That's your buddy there. That's your loyal friend.
I'll remember that.
Well, I'm not exactly a clothes horse, so.
You think?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
Did you ever find that sport coat?
Yeah.
Hey. Or a suit or whatever it is you were going to wear, you promised.
Oh, yeah, but it hasn't gone to the cleaners yet.
It needed to be cleaned?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the day we had Joe's mom on, or his grandma?
Yeah, but we revisited since then, and I'm eager.
No, I don't think you would have my grandmother on because she thinks I work in television. At least that's what I tell her.
Oh, that's right. She's up in years, right?
Yes.
All right, Joe. Well, nice put down.
Oh, well, thank you.
I'm Buzz.
Do you want to announce Joe's costume for this Friday?
Well, hey, wait. Have we confirmed it yet? I mean, is it definitely going to be Uncle Sam?
I haven't confirmed it yet.
All right, but you can't be a pirate. We've established you're not going to be a pirate,
right?
Joe will be trick-or-treating.
West Hollywood.
Joe, oh, dear.
Joe will be trick-or-treating for beer this year again. Third year in a row on the show.
Wow, that's
the fourth year.
Is it really?
I think so.
Well, everybody in our listening audience, if you've never heard Joe trick-or-treat for beer, there's nothing quite like it.
And it always works great when he does it on the 29th.
Yeah, it's nice when Halloween falls on a Sunday and we do a Friday show. It'll work out great.
Very, very smart.
All right, Joe.
All righty.
Duncan Shane. How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
How are you anyway?
Bye,
how are you anyway? Bye then.
Bye.
All right, and Buzz, you handle that whatever way you want to handle
it. I'll take care of it.
Later out at Cancer Court.
And how's the hair coming, Rob? How's your fuzzy hair coming?
I hate it. I swear to you, I hate it when I touch myself on the head.
But you've earned $50.
Yes. As a matter of fact, at the close of today's show, it'll be $60.
$60?
And I did the math, and Don was right, is it'll be $450.
Right before we break.
But it's open-ended.
Yeah, it is open-ended.
Long as you want to go.
Oh, I want to go long.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Now, keep in mind, Mike
is 4 digits long?
Mike has promised to pay Rob.
Chance.
Really?
I'll
do it.
$50 a week for every week that he doesn't get a haircut.
And you know, it's not like I'm going to wait to pay you at the very end. Because I will, like, if I want to extend it after the $450, I will give you the check. So it's not like I can say, hey, 20 years from now, I'll pay you $20,000. You know what I mean?
It would be $44,000.
Not that open-ended. Rob. But no, I want to see, I don't know, Don, you can tell me, I think by December, mid-December, it's probably not going to be that noticeable.
Oh, no, it's going to be noticeable.
You think so?
It's going to look real sloppy. It's going to look like I've not ever looked, probably.
Right. And this is not, the bet is, no, it's not a bet, I'm actually paying you to grow. The challenge is not untouched. No trimming, no nothing.
Right.
Correct.
This goes all the way. And I'm seeing 4th of July.
with this.
Oh, and that'll be hot.
Boy, that's money, but think of that money.
Yeah.
Think of that money.
I have
that. What have you paid it? So, hi, about that. Hold on a second. Are you willing to pay him monthly once you get past this
wow.
big end of the year thing?
Absolutely.
So we can go month to month on this.
It'd be great. The anniversary, I think, is the 16th of every month.
You know, really, though, I mean, if he's willing, and he's established he is, and I'm willing to go for this, and, you know, willing to go all the way, this is going to dramatically alter his look.
Now, have you run this past your wife?
Oh, she doesn't care.
Well, no, hold on, Rob, because this
he's
could
excited
be...
excited that I'm making money somehow.
Okay.
Right.
She doesn't care. I mean, it's not hooking or something.
I like the look, but my taste is obviously skewed.
Well, you know what?
Right, faggot.
I like to appeal to all types of buzz.
Yes, right. Thank you.
Bethann? Let me ask you. I was going to ask you something else, but first let me just ask you. What is your... So Buzz can get a little bit of his self-esteem back. What is
or
your,
not.
What, you're a woman. What is your opinion on Buzz's outfit?
I think he dresses better than all of you put together.
Darling, what about the outfit he has on today?
I really haven't... He has a black shirt on, and I see him...
Why did you come in here and... Oh, I'm afraid now I'm going to have to push her in this angry direction. Come in here and take a look at Buzz's outfit.
Did you hear that compliment she gave you?
I did.
Hold on a second.
I'd like to repeat what she said.
Yeah.
She thinks he dresses better than all of us put together.
Yeah.
I think we all have our days where we look better than he does.
Hey, I know that when I had to go meet with those lawyers, that you bet your... And that Les Moonves guy, you bet your ass I had my suit on.
I think he looks great.
There you go. I rest my case. Dresses better than all of us put together.
I know. It was a little much.
No. I thought it was perfect.
I do like Rob's winter wear.
Of course. You know, this is coming from the girl. I can't count how many reindeer or Christmas tree shirts you have worn to work. And Bethann, congratulations. Today, the first day, I believe, in I don't know how long, that you don't have something adorning your shirt.
Yes. Like, this is a good look for you.
Yeah.
But you
this
won't be
is a good
much.
What?
My jeans are ripped and I had to
But this is a good look for you. This is,
it is
I like
look.
This look.
You don't like them?
No.
At all?
No.
How about at Christmas?
Huh? Yeah. If you wore your Christmas shirts around the holiday season, that would be great. We hired you way back in June, and as I recall, when you flew in for the interview, you had a Christmas shirt on.
Well, I know what I'm getting her for Christmas. It's easy. I'm going to get her like 15 Christmas sweaters.
I'm getting her a vibrator.
It's not sweaters.
What?
What did Bill O'Reilly say?
Yeah. That's what I said. That's
right.
What I said.
I don't think she heard you.
You were great on the Tonight Show.
I said I would buy you some love toys.
No. I'd rather have the Christmas sweaters.
Ah.
Yes,
I know the way to please the ladies.
Yeah, hold on a second while you're in here.
What are you doing to your hair? What do you keep doing to your hair? What's the matter with your hair?
I keep it up.
Why? Why are you defying gravity?
Oh, listen to him.
I'm just asking.
Studley man.
Sometimes the unsolicited stud.
Even in his faggot Zoolander outfit, he's still got to be over there going, why?
Why defy gravity?
Why, baby?
Yeah.
Is that a compliment, Buzz?
It is, actually. Your hair is fine down. It's nice.
Don't you have a Broadway audition to go to?
All that jazz.
Already got the part.
He's the director.
Look, this is making me sick. God.
Buzz's outfit. Bethann McBride. This bounty hunter guy that we're going to have on. I'm fascinated by this guy. This guy's name is Dog. The Fascinated. Thank you, Rob.
Which bounty hunter? Is this the HBO guy?
Magazine. I don't know what network
he's
on.
It's Dwayne Chapman.
But, I don't even want to publicize the fact that he's got a show. The thing about this, although we will, don't get that look on your face. Don't get that look.
He took the Christmas right out of me there.
Is your show been on? Is it on now?
I don't know. Here's all I know.
Well, what's the one, Family Bonds? Is that
No. Family Bonds is not like this guy. This guy, Dog, this is what I want a little bit of background on. That's his name. What's up, Dog? He is the world's most, I bet we could open up the phones. People would instantly know about Dog the Bounty Hunter. He is the most famous bounty hunter in the world.
Really?
Nothing like that Jive HBO show.
Okay,
This guy is the real deal.
Okay.
What's the most famous person that he ever went back and got, or the story about...
The Lester guy, the guy who was heir to the Elizabeth Arden fortune.
Right.
Remember, he was taping women...
having sexual relations.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
Shock, shock.
I know. What can I say?
Shock.
And he was caught. He was arrested. And like $2 million bond. But then he fled to Mexico.
And they got him?
Dog went into Mexico. And
got him.
But then Dog was arrested and was in jail in Mexico because of this.
Wow.
All I know is that... Last week, Beth Ann and I were talking about this, walking down the hall,
mm-hmm.
and John Norman, our production guy, says, "Oh, that guy Dog, simply the world's greatest bounty hunter."
Cool. Mm-hmm.
So I go and I ask, you know, keep in mind, I'm an unsociable man. If I could, I'd live in a bubble.
Right.
But I do go out to my limited resources, meaning the guy at Safeway, the guy at Exxon,
right,
the guy at Best Buy, mm-hmm. my kid.
Customer service people.
Customer service people. Yes, thank you. Yeah. And I say, do you know who this guy is? And everybody said yes.
Wow.
Oh, good.
So we're going to have Dog on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's not Randy Jackson?
No, it's not.
All right.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Helping to talk with Don and Mike.
Yeah, why don't you turn that radio down?
And hold on. First, let's play Beth Ann out of the room. Bye, Beth Ann. You see, she's enjoying wearing Christmas sweaters always.
Yes.
I mean, now we're getting close to Christmas, but she wore them way back in June.
Feliz Navidad.
Is that man tight or what? Huh?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, it's us.
Yes, you're speaking with us. What can we do for you?
Mike, this is Satan.
Satan.
Okay. Yes.
Funny caller. Come on. I feel a real funny one coming on now.
This is Satan. I need you to pay up, buddy.
I told you.
Yeah.
Real funny one right here.
Funny guy.
Time to pay up. The socks are in the series.
Well, I mean, Satan, you know the deal. The deal basically is they have to win the World Series.
I'm not so sure about that.
We're talking to Satan's retarded son.
Yes, I believe this is Satan's tarred seed.
Look at Tardo. Hello, who is this? Hal?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Hal. Someone who knows about the bounty hunter.
So is that little Mickey?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, Adam Sandler,
little
right.
Little Mickey Satan.
Son of Satan. Yes, Hal.
The guy they caught was named Andrew Lester, and he was the heir to the Max Factor fortune. He has nothing to do with the company or anything, but that's what he's from.
Right. But see,
he was a bad guy.
A lot of people are hip to this. It's everybody's calling, so everybody knows who this guy is. Very good. Oh, you know, we don't have time for the Bush thing. We'll do it later in the show.
Very good.
Hold on. Buzz.
Yes.
It's about Buzz. Hello, Mark.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, you're on the air, Mark.
Hi, I just wanted to find out if Buzz was wearing a thong with his outfit.
No.
Buzz, you thonged up to that?
No thong, but thanks for asking.
I'll ask, because I know that I know the answer.
Uh-huh.
Are you going commando?
Since you asked. Well, yes, I am. I'm not looking at him for the rest of the show.
Okay.
That's all there is. I'm not looking at him.
You got the...
Why did you ask? Why do you torture yourself that way?
You know, he dresses nicer than all of us put together.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does.
At least we're wearing the right amount of layers.
Let me ask her about that.
I didn't know there was a right amount.
Oh.
Obviously.
Hey.
Hey.
You feel underpants are important to a man?
Yeah, probably. So I wish he was wearing some.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Go away. Thank you.
And Buzz, if you doubt the proper amount of layers, always round up.
Uh-huh.
Add one, just in case.
Yeah. And drive carefully on the way home.
Yeah, a-hole.
I hate to see the paramedics tend to you.
Oh!
Have to cut that pant leg off.
You know, if Buzz, God forbid, something happened on the way home,
right.
They would probably cut his pants off from the opposite side. You know what I mean? Because they would assume...
Anything that will get me medical attention faster.
Oh, God. They would probably...
You are studding the gun today.
Probably assume that perhaps you had some kind of
trauma.
Exactly
trauma. What's going to happen, Buzz. They're going to see your package and then just say, quickly, get into the finest hospital.
No, I simply mean it's one less layer to have to cut through.
No.
And then he looks up at the female paramedic and says, why defy
gravity? God. And all I'm saying is that they get a guy like that in the hospital dressed like that. First thing they say is, cut the pants off and not on the front. God. Cut the pants off on the back.
I tell you, he keeps it up. He's going to be coming in here in leather chaps.
Ryan?
It's going to be scary. Christmas is coming.
No. Oh, God.
I want to talk about BA and women that wear Christmas shirts throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's the most unflattering, ridiculous thing. I think women that wear that type of stuff have given up.
No, stop.
I had to hit the button.
No.
Let me say, we're with you, Olive, except your part about... about actually making it so Beth Ann... Oh,
no, I'm not with him at all.
Beth Ann. I said this.
Hello?
Hello, sir. I know you imagine this green and red sort of frou-frou thing that you would see at a someone's yard sale.
Exactly.
Woman selling it.
May I ask?
Exactly it.
And that's not
Looney
what they
Poons
look like.
Winnie the Pooh?
No.
That's right up there.
You would not know that they were Christmas-themed, very nice T-shirts.
Do they have
quiet collar
tassels hanging from them?
You know, my Beth Ann is talking. Technically, they are not really sweaters.
Beth Ann, you own a Bedazzler?
and you know what? They're not.
Wait, hold on. She needs to answer this question. Beth Ann, do you own a Bedazzler?
No.
I don't know.
Sweaters. They're not blouses.
They're like T-shirts, right?
Yes.
Sweaters.
They're T-shirts.
They're T-shirts. Christmas themed T-shirts.
Like Bedazzler.
Do you wear like white kid tennis shoes with them?
No, I don't.
Incidentally, I know exactly the look
and
this
Jordache.
Guy
is. Do you have Jordache?
This guy is describing that look, too.
No, I'm in the 04, sir.
I don't know. That's what I have you painted on.
Because that's the picture they have painted.
Yeah. Don't worry, it's better than the Buzz painting. And no matter what picture we paint of you, darling, there is something that will be resonating in our ears forever. He dresses nicer than all of you.
Yeah.
He
combined.
Sometimes you have to defend him because you're so hard on him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're hard on poor Buzz.
Yes, poor Buzz.
Poor girlish Buzz who can never stand up for himself.
That's right.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
It was nice to hear from Bart Artinger on Friday.
Bart Artinger?
Yes.
Joe.
How long has Joe been hanging around with you guys? Has it been about 18 years?
Why do you think my son is like Joe?
He has the same cadence and
oh dear.
He was sick.
That's it. He was very, very ill when he called us on Friday.
Right. Well, when he described him going to class without his shoes, I had to get there quick.
And if you want to be clever, sir, call him Bartinger.
Oh, there you go. All right, get out of here.
This is Bartinger.
Yeah.
My feet are cold.
Oh, Tom.
No shoes.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
And Buzz.
Hey.
Oh, we had to delete that out.
Wow.
Oh, come on. We have to. We can't say that. The guy had a wonderful joke about the Tom Petty song, Free Falling.
Right.
Yes. Imagine a word that rhymes with falling.
Anyway, absolutely. He's free, and that's the important thing.
Right. So have a ball. We'll see you later.
Have a nice day.
All right. Bye, then.
Bye, bud.
This is Artinger.
Bartinger.
Bartinger, I have purple hair.
Bartinger. God, no offense to Joe. Love you, Joe. Bart ends up like that. You know what it is? Frida and I move away. And we never have contact with him again. I'll tell you that. I would abandon my son.
You'll never abandon your son.
I would abandon my son if at 43, however old he
is. Joe is, if he's anything, he's a loving son and grandson. I know he takes care of his grandma.
I know.
He's a good guy.
I know.
You wouldn't abandon your son. You'd deal with him. You'd try to desperately help.
No, I would not. I would not.
You'd flee the country.
That's right.
Wait.
We'd both immediately leave.
That is terrible. So would I.
This is Bartinger. What if it was one of your daughters?
If it was one of my daughters, who would it be like?
This is Catherine Ector.
Oh, man, my daughter comes downstairs looking like Janine Garofalo.
Hey, Dad.
Freak me out. Hey, Dad, I'm going out with Bartinger. That's what I got to guard against, you know? I'm thinking on a different level, you know what I mean? I'm just really kind of putting the floodgates up, you know, putting the sentries at my door for who they're going to come walking in with.
That's too funny.
And really,
the guy that called with Bartinger.
Mm-hmm.
If we weren't running so late on time, I'd call my kid right now and tell him, Bartinger.
Bartinger, that's a good one.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, if you really... I know this is a shameless plug, but my pics page went up on my website over the weekend. You can see a picture of me in first grade.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, Joe.
That was worth him coming in. I got to give him credit for that.
JoeArtinger.com.
Buzz, you bringing that up?
Yeah.
Let Buzzy do it, okay. Rob. Because we're so late here. We got a break because this bounty hunter guy's coming on the show.
I hope he can still see his leg.
Oh, you mean Joe's leg?
Joe's leg on Joe Artinger.
On the picture of JoeArtinger.com. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to ask Don and Mike who the celebrity who Beth Ann most resembles is.
Well, you know what? You'll be able to find out very soon.
He just got a couple of
if you go to That's funny. Those are funny pictures of Joe. DonandMikeWebsite.com. That'll be up in a couple of weeks with pictures of everybody.
He's got a website with all of his pictures.
Or just hang up. Just hang up, ass. Thank you. Yeah, that's Joe on the internet. Those are pictures
Joe
of
and his website.
Oh, and in a shirtless and a sleeveless West Hollywood shirt here in a picture too.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Joe,
no, I meant for that.
That's true. Wonderfully, Mandy.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, Mandy, you came
and you gave
without taking.
That's what I do, baby.
We sent you away. What do you want, Mandy?
I wanted to let you guys know that Doc has a big blonde mullet.
Oh, a big blonde mullet.
Oh, the bounty guy.
Oh, he's got the mullet that all mullet people dream of.
Oh, so you're attracted to Dog, are you?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, well, make up your mind. Make up your mind. All right, thank you for the call.
No problem. Bye bye.
We'll have the guy on the show in just a second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Butters, it seems like you hate crime in a sort of personal way, if you don't mind me saying so.
Why do you say that, sir?
It's just last night I noticed you were, well, let's say more than slightly miffed, huh? Didn't you, Roger?
Yeah, yeah.
Any particular reason?
About 150,000 of them. I mean, that's how many bullets were zinging around my neighborhood growing up. Couldn't go outside, couldn't go near a window. Lived on the floor, ate on the floor, slept on the floor, watched TV on the floor. See, I didn't learn how to walk till I was 10 years old. Spent most of my formative years nose to nose with the family beagle. You know, when I'm working on a crime, I ain't thinking about the crime. I'm just thinking about that goddamn floor that pisses me off.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're at it again.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
It's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, hold on a second. There's my Monday tape. Okay, there you go. Slam it and... Still Brando on me.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the
mundus. Right.
They are forever making pretend. Don and Mike.
We are. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be giving away a trip to Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Just know that. If you're looking to get out of the country, tomorrow's your day to the show.
An escape to Mexico.
Make a break.
That's a pretty nice segue, isn't it, with our next guest coming up?
Like that's part of the charm. How are ya? Anyway. Dog is on the phone, Dwayne Chapman, Dog, the world's most famous bounty hunter. Now, this dude does have a TV show that we will talk about.
Okay.
But people are already calling with questions for him.
Well, I mean, bounty hunting is fascinating work.
I mean, Dog, what's happening?
What's happening?
Now, first off, what the lady Mandy said was true. He does have an incredible, would you describe your hair as a mullet cut, Dog?
Oh, I don't know. It's long. I know that.
How many bad guys? You're the greatest bounty hunter in the world. How many guys have you found? Have you tracked down?
Well, so far over 6,000.
6,000 guys of. Well, then I will ask you what you probably get asked all the time, but I want to know, what is the most dangerous apprehension you ever participated in?
Well, the most dangerous was a 19-year-old kid on a DUI, and. I kind of took him for granted because it was small, and he almost shot me. I jumped in his car, and he had a .45 pistol, and he started firing rounds.
So he's actually shooting at you.
Yes, while in the car.
Oh,
so that
God.
Taught me a lesson early in my life to, you know, never take anybody for granted. Every crime has its own, danger, and just because it's a small crime doesn't mean that they're not dangerous.
So a guy's got a DUI, a relatively, you know, on the big scale of criminal acts, something relatively minor. And why do you think he chose to, he's just nuts? Is that why he chose to shoot at you?
Well, you know, in a lot of states nowadays, a DUI is a mandatory year in jail.
Correct.
And, you know, he did not want, at 19 years old, at any age, nobody wants to go to jail, especially for a year.
Right.
So he knew that, you know, by me capturing him, that he was all done.
I should also
mention, rather hold court in the street than go to jail for a year.
Mike, you might be interested to know, although, I think people love us. There was a guy named Alan Berg. Have you heard of this guy?
The guy that got killed.
Talk show in Denver.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Guess who caught the guy who killed the disc jockey?
Really?
Hey. Yeah. Dog got that guy.
How did that one go? I'm curious about that.
Well, his name was, the one that I captured was William Scutari, and he was in a working in a brake shop in San Antonio, Texas. There was a couple other guys that was with him that I think got captured first, but we were credited for capturing the third guy.
And there was a disc jockey that said a lot of stupid stuff on the radio. I mean,
kind of that's way out there left wing commentator.
That's
right?
What DJs do, and he would get the death threats, which everybody's gotten. But people were really freaking serious about that. Geez, let me 6,000 captures. You get to set your own hours. You get to travel the world. How much? Listen, I could never do the job, obviously, but I'm fascinated by this. If you don't mind me asking, what's your cut on? Like, what's that thing that
doesn't it? Is it based on the bail? Is it based on the bond?
Well, it's based on the reward. Correct. Now, some of them are bail jumpers, and then some of them are, you know, your local fugitives. Like, you know, we will pay $10,000 for information leading to the arrest of so and so. So, you know, a bounty hunter goes after anybody that's wanted on a felony.
How prevalent?
Just bail jumpers. Now, bail, 10 to 15% of the bond, sometimes 20, it's going up as we, you know, as we speak, literally.
Right.
In some states. And then a lot of times, like the local park prover, you know, that the local neighborhood gets together and puts out a reward. So it all depends, but you, percentage on the bail jumps, but then, of course, the whole amount if you capture a guy. Sometimes the FBI, you know, every top tenner in America is carries a $10,000 bounty on his head. So sometimes when, you know, the going gets rough, then I pull the top 10 from the FBI and we start after one of those.
Now, what about missing persons? Do you get involved with missing persons at all? Do you do any kind of work like that?
You know, not so much. I mean, that's more private detective stuff, you know, right. spy stuff. Sure. I haven't really, because there's so many fugitives, you know. There's, say, like a big city, let's say Denver, Colorado, there's like 210,000 fugitives on their books.
Wow.
So, you know, there's enough to do besides doing the private eye stuff, yeah.
Now I know that part of the reason you're on the show is and we have people already waiting to talk to you. You're interesting. You catch bad guys, a bounty hunter. Yeah, in this day and age, you don't think of that. It's not, you just don't think of bounty hunters anymore. You have a TV show. Let me plug this. Tomorrow night at 10, 9 Central on A&E, if you don't mind, a question that I'm sure you get a lot. What's the difference between your show and, for instance, the show on HBO?
Well, the first thing is that, you know, the show on HBO is filmed in New York City.
Right.
And our show is filmed in Denver, L.A., New Mexico, and Hawaii. So the main difference is the area that you're hunting in, you know what I mean? That's the main difference.
So they confine their searches to the New York metropolitan area, and you'll go all over the world to get guys.
I've noticed
exactly.
The HBO show reminds me a lot of American Choppers. It's got a lot
of. I agree, and
it's got a lot of just the dad yelling at the son, telling him what a moron he is.
Right, and I wanted to ask you about that dog also, because it seems to me, when I watch these guys, or you see a special on bounty hunters, or you watch that show on HBO, it would seem to me that there are a lot of people that maybe get into this racket that that don't conduct themselves in a professional way. Have you found that to be the case?
Well, yes. You know, I get a lot of calls from, like, ex-policemen that have been kicked off the force, or someone who just got out of, you know, out of the service, the military service, and I get applications like they're black belts on a 10th degree, and
right.
You know, they've done this and that. You know, it's not a lot of brawn. It takes much more brain. So, you know, it's not a lot of tough guys want to do it. You know, I can get out there and get the guy. You know, it takes a little bit of bravado and stuff like that, but most of it is your brain. You've got to trap and trick these guys. So, you know, I kind of turn those applications down when they just want to go out and kick, you know what.
Which movie would be more applicable? The original one with Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin, or the dumb remake with The Rock, you know, where the guy is, he's hired to find somebody. And I know the Robert De Niro, what is that, Runaway something? It's
Yeah, I remember that. El Dorado or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't know what it was, but I know they made a remake of the movie with The Rock recently.
Where he's like a tax fraud guy or something like that.
He has to go to the jungle to find some guy for some reason.
Right.
So you do stuff like that. Is it at all funny? I mean, I know those are movies. Is it all cloak and dagger? You have to find these guys, maybe beat the crap out of them, drag them back? Or do you have funny stuff when you're a bounty hunter?
Now, Yeah, with Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, that is like a missing person. And with the other show with Robert De Niro, that's more like it. I mean, that's more like it. That's a real good show. And they're both good shows, but the more like bounty hunting is with Robert De Niro. That's exactly, almost exactly how it is. Other bounty hunters try to steal your bounty, like you go get cigarettes, you know, and you better make sure you take the guy with you. I mean, that's a lot of funny stuff that happens. Or you trick a guy and say, you know, you're winning $10,000, come in and pick up your money, and after you capture him, the guy gets real serious, and he goes, okay, now, do I still get my money?
Do you ever get into a situation where you've made 6,000 apprehensions where you get someone who you actually just have a little pang of feeling a little bad for the guy because the guy turns out to be okay as you're dragging him back to jail?
That's a good question, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel that, you know, have a little pang of guilt?
Well, Mike, that is a good question because I hope I'm not shooting too far up, but I think about 70%. You know, you go after him with a vengeance, with all right. this aggression, and you must capture your guy. And you learn to, you know, you don't love him as you're going after him. You learn to, you know, to hate the guy, basically. And right. then after you capture him, you know, some of them are like, you know, thank God you got me, dog. I've been scared for 2 months. Wow. I mean, you just freak out because a lot of them just made that wrong turn in the road. Now, there's some of them that, you know, you just don't want to take back to the jail. You want to stop at the local cemetery and put him there, you know, because, I mean, really, you know, they some of them watching the Olympics with some younger children, and they're cheering, and the lady gets hit by a car, and the guy stands up and starts clapping. That kind of guy you want to drop in the brink, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And a lot of them are, 70% of them are just people that made mistakes, lost in the criminal justice system, or the parents tell them, you know, the system is messed up, you need to run, and a lot of parents encourage their kids to run too.
And most of these guys, when you finally do get them, they cooperate, don't they? In the vast majority of the circumstances, once you've completed all of your surveillance and you get them, and you know you have them nailed.
Yeah, but then it's, you know, that's when the hijinks ensue. Like,
but, do they get? I was just going to ask that question. Do they resist at all, or?
Well, yeah, they do. I mean, even, you know, here's the deal. If it's a physical sport, you know, catching these guys. If there's a fight, even though you win, you lose. The whole idea is to intimidate, you know, they intimidate the victims. So we are the predator's predator. We intimidate them. A lot of, you gotta realize this, criminals do not want to get beat up, whether it's on camera or it's, you know, alone.
Right.
One thing a criminal does not want to do is lose a fight.
Neither do non-criminals.
Well, if he knows for sure that he's gonna lose that fight, he's not gonna fight.
All right, here's another.
He's not a good sportsman. He's going to give up. And so the whole idea is to intimidate them enough to where they give up right there.
A lot of them don't.
There's about 60% do and 40%, like I say, hold court. In the
one phone call.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We got time. All right. I didn't know that half of them, almost half of them, you know, give you a hard time.
Hello, Mike. Mike, you're on with the dog.
Yeah, Dwayne, I watch the show every week and I really like it. But every episode I've seen so far has been in Hawaii. And it's like shooting fish in a barrel. You're catching Hawaiians on that freaking island.
That's a valid point, dog.
Well, the next show, we go to Denver. But listen, Denver, Denver, L.A., New Mexico, Florida, those are easy places to capture. Hawaii is unbelievable because they can hide anywhere here. You'll see it's a lot easier to catch them on the mainland than it is Hawaii because, Hawaii, a lot of people are related, and they don't tell you where they're at. And these guys here, bro, I'm 5'8", about 200 pounds, and they call me Little Dog.
Wow. Here's a big
here's
guy great
for the mainland. You know, the methamphetamine or whatever the drug of choice is usually keeps them, you know, pretty skinny and pretty, you know, low.
Richard.
Crazy.
Richard, you're on the air. Richard, don't hide from your feelings. Richard, you're on with Dog.
Yeah, the move that you're quoting with The Rock in it, it was a remake of Walking Tall.
Right.
Oh, that's the new one, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a true story, wasn't it, about Buford Puster?
Yeah, Buford Puster, the sheriff down there.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, another great movie about bounty hunting is...
Walking Tall, just to clarify, is not about bounty hunting at all.
No.
Yeah, right.
But the remake kind of had that feel. I mean, the original one with the Brad...
Similar where they're getting bad guys.
I wish you remember the name of the De Niro movie. That was a buddy movie with Charles Grodin.
It's funny.
Where Robert De Niro was a bounty hunter. What about in The Empire Strikes Back when Boba Fett goes and gets Han Solo and he wants to carbon freeze him
to keep him in place.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. You ever do that? Okay.
But you know, I will ask. Let me ask one.
One more, Mike.
Let me ask you one more question because I want to. It leads me to this question. What is the most unusual way you have ever
apprehended,
tied up, or disabled your victims or your guys?
I think you had it right.
Well, you mean tying them up or trapping them?
Trapping them either way, which you know
you like.
I'm fascinated by all.
There's all kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, what comes to my mind right now. A mother was hiding her son, right? And I knew that the mother was hiding him, so I called up and I was the coroner. And I said, listen, we've got a body here that's, you know, badly burned, and in his pocket was this ID and this name. And she goes, oh, my God. And I said, yeah, you know, we need you to come down and identify the body. And she goes, well, it can't be him. I just talked to him 20 minutes ago, and he'll be here in an hour. And I said, well, in between that time, he'd had a head-on collision. So she went off to the coroner's office, and we waited in front of the house, and at 5 minutes to 12, he pulled up, and we grabbed him.
Wow. I guess there are no real rules, are there?
Everybody's calling out Kim.
It takes a lie to catch a liar.
Yeah, know? Right? Yep. Right, absolutely.
Hello, I mean, Kim?
You can't tell the truth all the time to catch one of these guys.
Oh, I see all the lines ringing. Yeah. Kim?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air, Kim.
Hi, how are you? My name's Pam.
Oh, Pam, I'm sorry. Pam, it says Kim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Anyway.
Don't be sorry.
I just wanted to, you know... Sorry?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
The name of that movie was not Walking Tall. It was called The Rundown.
But it was a remake, I believe, of Walking Tall.
I think.
No, it wasn't.
Walking Tall was made earlier.
You know
and
what?
And Walking Tall was remade, and it was they were both called
Hold
Walking
on.
Tall.
Here you go.
Right.
Sean has the name of the, I believe, De Niro movie. Sean.
Yes. It's called Midnight Run.
Midnight Run.
And that is what The Rock movie was a remake
right.
of.
Maybe, possibly, but you're confusing two movies. There is a movie called The Rundown with Dwayne Johnson and Sean William Scott. Then there is...
Hold on, which guy is Sean William Scott? Because you might be right up...
He's the guy that keeps trying to get away.
Hold on, everybody's talking at once.
I'm sorry.
This is... Walking Tall is a remake of Walking Tall.
Right.
Right, correct.
Walking
separate
Tall,
movie.
There are two separate movies
movie.
Called, and I've seen both of them, they're both called Walking Tall.
You know
okay.
what's correct?
Okay.
What confuses everybody is in the beginning of the... El Dorado, or whatever the movie was. It was yes. He was supposed to be
Why
a bounty
hunter. We got a bounty hunter. Why are we talking about movies anyway?
Sean William Scott was in Dude, Where's My Car? He's not Ashton Kutcher guy.
Thank you, Rob. I was incorrect about that.
Doggy, are you still with us?
I'm still there.
Very good.
Thank you. All right, sir. Listen to your show, your TV show, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Yeah. They tell me all the cats are watching it.
Hmm.
Tuesday nights at 10, 9 Central. On A&E. And, Dog, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Good luck, and keep kicking ass.
Oh, thank you, guys. A pleasure being on the show. Hey, you guys have a nice week. Thanks.
All right, we will. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Dwayne. That's pretty scary work.
Bye-bye. There you go.
I always get the impression when I see some of these bounty hunting shows that some of the guys are like he described.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they're kind of cowboys, and
you're saying is that... There was a movie called Walking Tall, I know that.
With Joe Don Baker.
I remember that. Then there was a remake starring The Rock.
Called Walking Tall,
right. Now, The Rock also did a movie, this is where I'm confused, where I was confused. He did another movie called The Rundown, which was a remake of
Midnight Run.
That's why I'm confused on this. I didn't realize that your man, Dwayne Johnson, has actually had, like, two or three movies besides The Mummy.
Now, which movie was it that Joe Don Baker played the Scorpion King?
Okay, see,
stop
now, get out of here, Rob.
Troubling.
We're just trying to figure everything out now, for goodness sake.
You know, and I love the original Walking Tall, too.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Oh, man. You know why?
Why?
Well, I can't say it on the radio, but it has a scene in it with a woman, and she's wearing a see-through top. Do you remember that, too?
I've seen it.
And I saw it in the theater. It was like one of those movies that it was so long ago that I actually, you know, kind of like snuck into the R-rated movie. And right in. Oh, man.
Walking Tall.
It was really, Walking Tall. It was.
Okay. Very tall.
We can't even. Don't go there, girlfriend.
I know. We can't. Thank you to Dog.
Yeah.
Dog the Bounty.
Isn't his real name Dwayne, too?
Yes. Yeah, it is. You think he ever screwed up a cab driver by talking too much? He had some detailed answers, my friend.
He certainly did.
Well, he is he's the real McGilla. That's him. And the show tonight, or excuse me, tomorrow night, 10, 9 Central on A&E. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What you do? Go to Rotterdam, then you go to Amsterdam, then you go down the road to my city. That's right. It's a little place called I Don't Give a Damn.
The Don and Mike Show. The Shameful Joy Boys, Don and Mike.
Right. Everybody who's watching the World Series on Saturday night, those that were watching TV.
There's a World Series game on Saturday night?
There was. And there was also a new Saturday Night Live. I'm sure you've heard about the Ashley Simpson thing.
Yeah.
To play you the tape would not do it justice.
No.
I have to describe it. I watched it.
Okay.
Because we're up, Fried and I are up watching the game, you know, begrudgingly. She's watching the game with me. You know, it's like I keep telling her, you know.
Don't bother.
And I keep trying to sell her on the fact that if we watch this together, then in the future, you'll have a chip against Mike. This is the way that I have to play with my wife. I say, if you ever get in an argument with Mike in the future, you know what you can say to him to shut him up? You just say, how about the Red Sox? Because
why I always call you the sweetest couple on the block.
I said to her, at some point, he's going to be complaining about something. I said, and the easiest way is just, hey, the Red Sox won.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be like...
Well, one of the reasons you're behind the Red Sox...
The instant happy for Mike.
Right. One of the reasons you're behind the Red Sox is you, in some small way, look forward to me... You know, shutting up after all these years of suffering and even
all
the bets. And you know,
I think it'll be easy. And I'm really not busting your chops. I'm not trying to be funny. I think it's going to be easy for the Boston fans to let this crap go. I don't think, unlike New York or Chicago, I think when the Red Sox win the World Series, I don't think you're going to have to go through the thing with people going, you don't know how hard we had to fight to get here all the year. I think they're just going to be cool with it.
Oh, I tell you, it's a feeling of mellow, especially with the game last night, which they won handily, really. I mean, even though it was 6-2, they just won it. I mean, they went out and won it, and they were leading the whole game. And it's this feeling, it's a strange feeling. I'll tell you
what it's called, Mike? It's called confidence.
But it's still with that little, you know, I don't want to be overconfident, and I don't think the players are. But the weight was lifted. At least 50% of it was lifted
by
the way they beat the Yankees. And that's what makes it more, I'm more relaxed already and the way I approach it. But if... You know, if it goes down to 6-7 games, which the odds are overwhelming that it will, that same feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Mike, the odds are not overwhelming. This is, you know what that is in you? The old Red Sox fan speaking.
Odds? No.
Listen,
the Red Sox have won
5 playoff games in a row.
6.
The odds, okay, then the odds are not overwhelming.
Well, no, I think that, you know.
They are the favorite. To win the World Series.
Whatever.
No, not whatever.
Yeah, true. Whatever. And I am not the old Red Sox or the new. I am a Red Sox fan.
Forever.
I am a Red Sox fan. And I will be like those people with their hands together right up until the end. And it'll be the greatest season they've ever had. And I'm excited. I'm having a blast. I'm loving every second of it. I love the oldsters they bring out. I love those fossils they bring out on Fox where you see those 99-year-old guys. I'm saying, my God, this year we're going to win it in 4.
That's what I can do without. You know,
Well, you like the NFL, which is much more geared towards the now, and baseball is a little more towards, you know, has a little bit more of a rearview mirror.
I'm not trying to rain on your parade. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I'm happy for you. I think they're going to win because the game was on Saturday night, and my wife was saying to me, why are we still watching this game you don't even care about? We turn on Saturday Night Live. We're looking for Mad TV. Well, it's on because the baseball game's on. Turn on Saturday Night Live. She says, oh, I love Jude Law. Don't turn it off. Well, happened to see the Ashley Simpson.
What exactly happened?
This is exactly what happened. First off, are you not like me? And did you not think maybe we're holding Saturday Night Live to some kind of statute of excellence, something that they'll never live up to?
You mean about being live?
But didn't you think that on Saturday Night Live you couldn't lip sync?
No, I didn't think so.
Oh, yeah. I always thought that you couldn't.
No, I mean, absolutely. If the Saturday Night Live, that's the whole deal.
Right.
Everybody that I remember ever performing on that show doesn't
so
do
you
a lip sync.
So they don't lip sync. That's the one thing they got going
for
them.
They lip sync on Regis, but they don't lip sync on Saturday Night Live.
So they're ready for the performance. They do the weekend update. You know, it's like 20 minutes of the show. Here is Ashley Simpson. She comes out, and I don't even know what the song is, but it starts. And as she's standing there with the microphone at her hip, all of a sudden, you hear the vocals start. Now, at the same time, the drummer starts drumming to the track. The other musicians are not even lifting up their hands to the guitars. And what's happening is the song is playing.
Mm-hmm.
The song that she's supposed to be singing is playing. Now, rather than start to sing along, what she did was a jig, which is why you've got to think that the Jessica Simpson thing on some level is real, because these two girls are sisters.
You think they share the same cranial competence?
Yeah, they got the tard factor, because this girl's on live TV. She's going to lip sync. Either she doesn't know when it's coming, but it starts. It's her voice, and she's not.
And she's like Jessica Simpson light anyway.
So what she does is, I don't know how to describe this.
She starts jumping around a little bit.
It's I think they described it as a hoedown dance.
She called it that. Yeah.
Yes, right. A hoedown dance.
Wow.
She kind of like was skipping on.
And never once I brought the microphone to her face.
No. And here's the best part. And now this is on live TV. About 30 seconds into this, she just walks off.
Oh, my God.
She just walks off.
Really?
She just leaves.
And went to commercials,
and,
right?
Yeah, and she didn't come back until the very end. And this is the only reason I stayed to watch it, with Jude Law said, hey, listen, we want to thank Ashley Simpson. And she said, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry they played the wrong track, and I tried to dance, and I'm really, really sorry. And I'm telling you, it's the funniest thing that I've seen on Saturday Night Live since Adam Sandler was on that show. Really, the best, because the unwritten rule.
So you believe that that's what probably happened, that they did put the wrong track on? She was totally prepared to sing one song, or what?
No, I don't.
I read a little bit about it. I don't know whether they established that or not.
Here's what I don't get. She's just dumb, because I think the plan was that they were probably going to sing along with and play along with the pre-recorded track to let her cheat. Now, it's not uncommon for them to play the music background, even though
she came back and admitted it, they played the wrong track.
Yeah, but either way,
she's singing to a track.
Yeah, but either way, it's funny. It's great.
I mean, the jig is one thing, to do that little dance, but then to walk off.
A lot of people watch this. Hello, Dallas. Hello, Dallas.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
So when they play that, you actually heard the tape start of her singing with a mic down by her waist?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Because on the West Coast, we never even heard her voice.
Ah.
Are you kidding? Oh, we'll see.
No, I'm not, because I T-Bowed it, and then I heard about it this morning, and I kicked back, and I started watching it, and you never hear her sing. You never hear her voice.
They sweeten the audio anyway.
So you can give Buzz that clip.
Yeah, well, they're not getting the live feed.
Because it's just, it's something you can't.
Yeah, it's not Saturday Night Live on the West Coast.
You can't translate it on the air
on
a radio show.
It's 3 hours old on the West Coast.
You have to see it.
Apparently, she'd performed one song successfully, and when she was starting the second song, they started playing the vocal track from the first song over the music of the second song,
right,
and that's when it all crashed.
Here's some more follow-up on this from Mike. Mike.
Oh, crap.
Mike's gone.
He had some good stuff. Here's another Mike. Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buzz is exactly right. She came out and sang her first song, which is her bigger hit, whichever, you know, I don't even know what it is. I don't know who she is. But then she came out and to do her second song, and whoever is supposed to push the button to do her vocals pushed the button for the first song again.
So the same song.
Right, and the band was playing the second song, and the vocal, and so the drummer had started playing the drums for the second song. Mm-hmm. The bass player is about to hit the bass, and the vocals come out for the first song again.
That guy's explaining it perfectly.
I'm bad, because I didn't watch the whole show, and I don't know one Ashley Simpson song from another one.
You know, on the Saturday Night Live, musical performers always do two sets, and what you saw was the second set,
one,
obviously.
Right.
Don, listen, I think that she had a dead mic, because if she had a live mic, she could have said, stop, 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 let's start again.
No, absolutely not. You got to watch it again, dude. Buzz, do you have the audio?
It's loading. It's downloading now.
Okay. Well, as soon as we get the audio, you will hear you'll hear the sound of the drummer
right
playing along with... And see, this is what I don't get. It sounds to me like, even though I believe you guys that that's the song she sang earlier, the drummer... is right in time with whatever the song is that they're playing.
Well, drummers can always fake it.
Let's see. Saturday Night Live. This is now. We've just gotten this. Several vocal tricks, Saturday Night Live now is saying, have been used before on the show. And it's not entirely live.
Oh,
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, try
Hello, Neil.
Try a trick to be funny.
Hey, Neil.
Hey, actually, they're getting it wrong. Some of these calls are getting it wrong. She actually blames it on her band at the end of the show.
Yeah, I heard that too.
She says, oh, sorry, my band started to play the wrong song.
Right.
I heard that the second song she played was a remake of Walking Tall.
Hello. Hello, Brian, Don and Mike show.
Actually, that guy Neil just said what I was going to say. But yes, she passes the buck. She says that it's her band's fault, it's not her fault. And I was saying, no, it's the band's fault. It's not her fault. It's her fault, not the band's fault.
All right, dude. Thank you.
I mean, how would the band play the exact same song?
Hello, Ward.
Yes, sir.
Hi there, Ward.
Hey, apparently Geffen Records came out with a statement that said that it was the board op who was trying to lay down an electronic drum track that they were supposed to be playing with on the second song, and that they hit the wrong thing.
Played the wrong track.
Yeah, so as you can hear,
it's quite a conspiracy.
There are 8,000 different theories. Buzz, sure. Is that thing downloaded yet?
No. Estimated time left, not known. But it's still downloaded.
Well, then forget it. You're not going to hear it on today's show. Yeah, it was funny.
Travis is here.
Hello, yeah. Pat. Don and Mike show.
What's up, Radio Gods?
Hi, Pat.
Hey, a little bit more information on that. Now, when you were watching the show, Mike, did you hear her sing without singing? In other words, she wasn't singing, but the track was coming on.
How about that,
right,
Mike?
When I was watching the show, what I saw appeared to be a breakdown.
Sorry, Don.
Yes, Don saw the show. I didn't see the show. I was watching post-game. Is this it?
Hold on, here we go.
She's just been introduced.
On a Monday, I'm waiting.
Now she's looking back at the band, holding the mic at her side. Now she's doing the jig.
And now they've turned off the vocals.
She's looking around helplessly, now dancing the jig again.
Hold on, Buzz, can you start it? Back it up and start it from the beginning so Mike can see it was from the beginning. This is worth seeing.
Ashley Simpson.
Now watch, Mike. Can you see her up? Here she comes. Now look at the drummer, Mike. He's got the beat going.
And she doesn't even make any attempt to sing.
Now look at this. Her voice is going out. And look at this.
She does the jig. You got that right.
And now, while this is happening, she's still doing a jig while her band is playing, I guess. And now watch. She's just going to give up. On Saturday Night Live, watch. Hold on. And she goes, okay, goodbye.
Off stage.
Oh, my God. She just walks off stage. And they fade to black and go to commercial. Now, the band is still playing.
Yeah, pretending to. Can't tell.
And I keep watching this thinking, I'm watching this live. Where's Ashley Simpson?
Band members are smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, now what?
What was... I would have loved to see what the first...
And then they go to black.
The bumper slide.
And then there's the picture of Jude Law.
Now, what it looks to me like is the band got screwed up too. But they just decided they would cover by playing the first song again.
But regardless, here's the thing. Why is there a tape of Ashley Simpson's voice being played?
Oh, absolutely.
And not a tape that would be used for background.
Right.
That was a... lead free
That was playing the track
and you had to see, and that's why I'm glad we pulled that up on the net.
The question I would have would be the one main question for anybody that watched this the whole show would be, is that the song that she sang the first time she was out there?
Yes, it was.
Well, then that's what they are. Yeah, that's the screw up
guy.
So it's easy to say, yeah, first of all, Saturday Night Live does have people lip sync, and secondly, whoever was like playing that, he's the guy that screwed it up.
And thirdly, I don't have a tape of the show, but I'd like to see when she performed the song earlier.
Right.
Could you tell if she was lip syncing?
Yeah, I'd like to see that too.
Go back over that tape.
Because they probably just found the same tape and played it again.
Well, you know what? All the anytime anybody is lip syncing, it's the screw ups that identify somebody. Isn't that what happened to Milli Vanilli?
Yes, yeah, exactly. Well,
yes, correct.
And that's how that happened.
Oh, that's the whole thing, Milli Vanilli, though. Yeah. Let's see. Todd? Todd in Maine. Todd.
Hey, guys. Hey, Ashley Simpson singing tonight on some radio music awards or something like that.
Oh, right.
Again.
You're right. On NBC, that's allegedly live tonight.
Uh-huh. Yeah. If you listen to that, the bassist comes in on a totally wrong note. It's like it doesn't even fit. So they definitely were starting to play the right song, and the wrong song played.
Right.
Hey, you know what? If you're not going to do it live, that's what happens.
How good is that?
You know, if you're doing it live, even if you make a mistake, you can cover for
it. Like, nobody saw it, because the game was on, and it's Ashley Simpson,
right?
I mean, I didn't even know what the song was. I just know it's the greatest thing I've seen on that show.
Maybe not as talented as we thought you were.
Listen, everybody's calling. Enough with this Ashley Simpson. God damn. Greg.
Don.
What, Greg?
Dude, everybody's got this wrong, buddy. I mean, I got to give Ashley Simpson some more props, man. She wasn't lip-syncing, I'm telling you.
Really?
When you listen to that track.
Hey, Dude, did you watch the TV show?
Yes, I watched it.
Okay, hold on. Did you see the video when she came out and had the microphone at her side and it played her singing?
Listen, it's for harmonization. You know how they always use the
single solo vocal.
No, it's not for harmonization.
Is not a word.
It's not for harmony. It's not for ambiance. It's not for background vocals.
Not in this case, no.
This was a strong lead vocal.
Yeah, that they had played twice.
But she tried so hard.
Get out of here.
He loves Ashley Simpson.
Jason, about the West Coast.
Stop picking on her.
West Coast feed, Jason.
Don.
Yeah, Don and Mike, hi.
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Radio gods. Yeah, I live in Spokane, and I saw on a website that it was coming up, so I watched, 3 hours later, live for us, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they drowned out the lead vocals that were accidentally played to kind of make it look a little bit better for Ashley Simpson.
They still showed her walking off?
Oh yeah, they showed the whole horrible mess, and do you guys know at the end she explained that, well, the band played the wrong song.
That's what I said when she was out at the very end with Jude Law, and it was ridiculous, because all I really got from it was she said, I'm sorry.
The band played the wrong song when it was, in fact, the guy that was in the booth playing the track played the wrong track.
Playing the tape that she was going to lip sync to.
Yeah, and putting on the hits.
And Jude Law shrugged it off as saying, hey, it's a live show, but obviously it's not.
Yes, exactly. Hey, what an amazing thing that one of the greatest screw-ups in the history of a live television show happened because they were trying to fake it.
Tape.
Hold on. Here's another Ashley defender. Joe. Hello, Joe. Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Joe.
Okay. She was not lip-syncing. If you listen to the first song the first time she was on the show, you can hear that she's singing over the chorus part, and the chorus is singing behind it.
Uh-huh.
And then if you listen to the second time she's up, it plays the chorus, stops singing, and then starts the chorus again.
But the song on the radio and on TV opens with a single voice, single track, solo performance.
And that's what we heard. That's what I just heard.
It wasn't background vocals. It would be...
What are we doing? Do you want to play it again?
Hold on. Here's the thing. Even if you had background tracks on television, the only part that was played when they played the wrong song was a strong lead vocal. Please listen.
That ain't no chorus, buddy. That's a solo voice right there.
Single layer.
Hello?
Whatever. I lose.
Yeah, well, at least it's through the I lose.
It's okay to love Ash.
My mom.
There you go. Your mom is a big whore.
Well, that's clear what they were...
Your mom is in Toronto.
She says she's just doing a poor Nana impression anyway.
Enough of that. Now, what is this? 6 o'clock news? Jerry, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What about the 6 o'clock news, Jerry?
Hey, I was calling about Friday. I couldn't get in Friday, but a guy named Dennis Murphy seems to have dumped his plane into the ocean. Not once, but twice.
You know, there's many Dennis Murphys out there. There's the guy who works for Dateline NBC. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but if Dennis was trying to pilot a plane by himself,
yeah,
yikes. It's not like driving a car.
Okay. Just wanted to let you know.
All right, thank you, Jerry. I thought it was something about Ashley Simpson. Oh, and I see that now Joe is... Joe. Here's how Joe is spelled Ashley. A-S-H-L-Y.
Ashley.
Ashley Simpson. Well, Robbie, we got to hit a break.
I was going to say, the hard part about Dennis flying the plane is the seatbelt.
Stop it. Just stop it with the one-arm jokes.
How long has he been listening?
We will be right back.
Oh, yeah, call.
I almost forgot. But no calls about dumb Ashley Simpson.
No, I think we've covered that all
covered
we can.
Covered that.
Yeah.
Phone okay. Scan, 877-365-3636. Go ahead, Buzz, say okay.
Okay.
When we know that you're wearing the same outfit she wore.
That's right.
On Saturday Night Live right
that,
now.
That part we got right.
Right now, you're wearing it. Call us now for the phone scan.
Yes.
On-screen calls, 877-365-3636. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Get out of bed, wash your face and hands.
Get down, Mama.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands.
Put a little bit of feeling.
Get the twitching in the kitchen, rattle them pots and pans. Get up and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. Come on and shake, rattle and roll. You want to write to serve your doggone soul.
Wake up, Gladys.
Wake up,
the Don and Mike Show. A big part of the Salt Lake City scene, yeah. The Don and Mike Show.
Friday on the show, I've Rich Eisen on from NFL Total Access. Rich is brought to you by Tower Records and Tower.com. No one has a bigger selection of music and the movies. You love them, Tower.
I think we can accomplish most anything if we're willing to pay the price. And the price of success is hard work. Hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and a determination that whether we win or lose, that we've applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand.
Yeah. How about that Amon Green yesterday?
Hey, you know what?
How about 90 yards yesterday and one play for a touchdown?
Isn't everybody using him again?
I mean, Lombardi?
The Lombardi tapes on a lot of the promos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's really, like, in vogue this year.
Big on the NFL channel. Oh, Jude Walker.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jude Walker. Yeah, strong game for the Packers yesterday. I know you're into your Red Sox thing, Mike.
Yes.
Strong.
Well, the Packers are your Red Sox, and I'd be into it, too.
Strong victory. Got Amon Green on my fantasy team. Felt really good.
I got Favre. He did well.
Felt really good. Until I realized that Bart had Donovan McNabb on his team.
Really?
Yeah, and you know who I played last week?
God.
Was,
Did McNabb have the best week of anybody?
Yeah. Let me see. 2 weeks ago, I played John Norman when Dante Culpepper threw for 5 touchdowns. Yesterday, I played Bart when Donovan McNabb threw for 4.
And Joe had a great week yesterday. He has his first win this week with Priest Holmes, I think.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Really? The complete fantasy recap on tomorrow's episode.
I'm not even paying attention anymore.
I think yesterday everyone won except me. 7 victories.
No, I lost.
Did you really?
I lost.
Did I lose?
I don't know.
I think you lost.
Yeah, I know I lost.
You know what? You know who the big winner is?
Chad Pennington sucks.
You know who the big winner for the week is?
Ooh.
At least right now?
Who?
Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah, well, she had an easy target.
Beth Ann McBride. Oh, she's laying
yeah,
you?
Yeah, my Bulger-led offense. Should have drafted Ray Bulger.
Let's save this for tomorrow's fantasy update.
Or you could go both ways.
Although, you know, I just like all this. Also, man, I wish we were still on in Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt Hasselbeck, you are the biggest retard on the face of the earth. I swear to God.
Well, did you have him in your, I mean.
Yeah, I got 3 guys that could have played yesterday. Tom Brady, nothing wrong with him.
Right.
Mike Vick, kid's got some potential.
Mm-hmm.
And then retardo boy. So here's what I think. Patriots can't win forever. Vic is, you know, up and down, up and down.
I can't believe with your football knowledge you would ever start anybody but Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was playing against the Jets.
Right.
Matt Hasselbeck was playing against Arizona. Do you know how many interceptions Matt the retard Hasselbeck threw yesterday?
But I watched the wrap-up before the World Series last night. They were talking about how Arizona's defense is starting to play great.
No, it's that Matt Hasselbeck's a retard. I mean, he threw four interceptions yesterday. And they were like the type of throws where he goes back and just goes, yeah! Here it goes.
His name has hassle in it. You shouldn't play him. It's a hassle.
It's a hassle, man. Two pills a day.
It's a hassle. Listen, all of that on tomorrow's episode with the Fantasy.
Very good.
Now here we go with the phone scan. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, Don, since you're a huge Elvis fan, you too, Mike. Have you guys...
Really, Rob's the hugest Elvis fan. That's
well. That is true. That is true. Big up to the big head back there. But listen, have you guys...
you are a great caller.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Have you ever seen...
You know, he's one of those guys that will respond to everything.
You are a great guy.
Thank you so much. Even our asides will respond to it.
Well, maybe. Yeah. But have you ever heard of...
World Series. How about that series?
What series?
You watched Packers?
Yeah.
You watched Packers yesterday?
No. I don't watch football.
What was Elvis' favorite team? Not a joke.
I have no idea.
What was that? Elvis's? Was it Dallas?
It was the Browns. I mean, not a joke. It was the Browns.
Oh, because he liked Paul Brown.
And the color.
Yeah, it was his favorite color, too.
I like the color.
How are you?
But I did watch the World Series, so there you go.
That's why I said the series, and then you said what series?
What about Elvis now? This is why you've called him.
That's exactly right. Bubba Hotep, have you seen the movie?
We've already discussed it.
He has.
I've covered that. Listen, I'm hanging up on you now.
Elvis also liked the team Elvis Presley Enterprises, which is the team where he made the uniforms for all his friends.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy, this is Don and Mike. How are you?
Oh, hi, Don and Mike. I've been a listener for about 18 years. You guys are great.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask you, there was a drink that you mentioned a while back with cranberry in it, and I think vodka. Is that going to be on your website, or is there a chance I can get you to repeat it?
I think we ought to have pictures of you making the drink.
Shut up, you. although, you know what? I was talking with the people from the web place today,
right?
And I guess there would be room for that, but that's like the junk that I don't like to see on DJ's web pages. On our web page, you'll have, and it should be up in a week.
I mean, you don't want to put recipes on there?
No, how are you anyway?
This is not like for cookies. This is for an official beverage.
You'll have the affiliate list, the link to the stations. You'll have the Daily Show recaps. You'll have the highlight that you can download every day,
the
20-minute audio highlight. And of course, Rob, shut up. I'm getting the most important part.
Okay.
The shirts and the hats.
Yes.
That's right.
But that's very important.
What if Kathy needs the recipe for Uncle Rigdon's St. Patrick's Day cake?
Shut up. Chef Toya.
Boy Tardy.
Yeah, boy.
Ooh. Is it possible to get the recipe on the phone?
Here it is, yes. Listen to me now.
It's really complicated.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
Now, I like absolute vanilla vodka.
Don't give him orange.
But you can get any
type. It'll stay under his desk.
Got it?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go down that road again today.
I'm kidding. I don't care.
Don't get sensitive about that. I'm kidding you.
If I cared, I wouldn't say anything. I'd sulk. And cry quietly in the corner.
All right, what you do is take vanilla vodka.
Okay.
Two shots of that. Put that in a nice tall glass.
Right.
Then you fill with about 6 to 8 ounces of cran grape.
Cran
grape. Now get cran grape light because it'll kill you on the carbs if you get the regular one.
Right.
Okay.
You put that in a nice tall glass, approximately 6 ice cubes. You have 2 of those. And then call me when you want to go up on your roof and have sex.
You will.
Okay? Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
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 She is so happy.
Made her so happy.
You hate that, don't you, Rob?
Okay, let's kill her.
She's had a very clear wheel.
Rob hates unbridled joy. Rob hates unbridled joy on the show more than anybody else.
Rob, let's kill her.
Yeah. Let's kill her.
Rob. Nice one, Rob.
She was like, okay, bye, and filled with joy. And Rob mocked that because he wants to dead.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Oh,
that's what I love about
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi.
Yes, how can we bring joy to you?
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, the Red Sox got to take this quick because, you know, Schilling can't go no more, they were saying today on ESPN.
Yeah, well, I saw him after the interview last night, and, you know, they just had a shot. I watched it because I replay it, and I watch it again, and it looked like he literally couldn't even, like, walk very well.
And, Mike, this guy had it exactly right, because I saw it on ESPN. Hi, this is Peter Gammons. He can't go no more.
He can't go no more.
He can't go no more. He come down with something.
He come down with something unexpected.
Hello, Todd and Mike's show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? What about the Packers? They're doing great. That's the team. That was their turnaround for the rest
of the season. Can you understand anything this guy's saying?
Something about sports.
The Packers, that's the turnaround was yesterday. The season is completely turned around.
Okay, completely turned around. Then, right.
Why don't you turn around that, 1950s telephone you have?
Thank you, Rummy. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Hello, you're...
Some Rummy calling.
You're here. God, that's like my dad, you know. Hey, Rummy.
Yeah, you want to be a Rummy the rest of your life.
You're Rummy. Hi, honey, what can we do for you?
Hey, I want to know what happened to Charlie and Lisa.
Charlie and Lisa.
The same thing that happens to all ex-employees of this show. They go to a giant black hole
right.
Where they are never heard from again.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Did that help you?
I mean,
she hung up.
Down with something.
Unexpected.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I love you guys. I've been listening to you forever.
I love you.
I just want to tell you a little story. I overheard someone. I was at a restaurant yesterday.
Yes.
And there was this guy sitting at the bar, and I heard him say, "Hey, have you heard of Ron and Fez?"
Yeah.
To the lady next to him. And I don't know what she said, but I heard him say, "They're just like two old drag queens from Fire Island."
Well, I know that one of them will take that as a high compliment.
Yeah, and the other man will probably want to beat that person's ass.
Mm-hmm.
See, here's the fun thing. Let's see if you can guess. Hey, now, do you listen to Ron and Fez?
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Which one do you think's the drag queen, Ronnie or Fez?
Oh, well, that's hard. Fezzy.
Fezzy.
There you go. You've decided.
And you're obviously a fan if you call him Fezzy.
Yeah.
Only real fans of the show can call him Fezzy.
Yeah. I've listened to him since they kind of, you know, got here and stuff. And
yeah, they're good. And,
they're good, yeah.
And anybody that talks about Aunt Fezzy like that in a in a bar, what you do is take them.
Aunt Fezzy.
You take it back and slap them silly.
Aunt Fezzy's got a whale of a beard going right now.
She does. She does. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Everybody.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, two things about that Ashley Simpson thing. If you look really close in the video...
I think, didn't we say no more Ashley Simpson?
Yes, you forbid it.
A ban on Ashley Simpson. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Can I sing Buzz a song?
But what's it a song about?
Have you composed this?
No, it's a takeoff of a Tom Petty song.
It's a takeoff? Oh, it's a parody song.
Mm-hmm.
What is the topic of the parody song?
Oh,
what he's not wearing today?
That's your quarter. It's the same song the guy sang earlier that it's going to have to be dumped.
Is there a bad word in it?
Does the song have the word... Wait, hold on. Does the song have the word free in it?
Yeah.
Okay. No, we already had it. Somebody already did it. We had it.
And it was a ball. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
I win a quarter.
You did very well there.
Don and Mike's show.
Saved us so much energy.
You nut. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, you guys didn't do the feel-good of today. Are you going to do that?
We didn't do the what?
Oh, this is a lady that likes your feel-good.
I love the feel-good.
All right, honey. God damn it.
Are you going to do one today?
Oh, yes. What's your name, Schadenfreude?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
No, listen, Mike.
Well, no, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Here it is. I got it, Robbie. I got it.
It's finding joy at the pain of others.
I had plenty of them, and I'm glad that you're on the phone today for this.
Okay.
Because I want you, and what's your name, darling?
Tina,
I want you, as soon as we hang up the phone, to move to Turkey.
Okay.
And I want to tell you why.
Why?
There's a survey of women in Turkey, Turkish women,
mm-hmm.
by TNA, the Turkey News Agency.
Right.
TNA. 39%, this is not a joke, this would have been the feel good if I would have gotten to it today. 39% of Turkish women who were surveyed believe that their husbands have the right to beat them. And they went through and they found, not a joke,
right?
This is my feel good, why I'm moving to Turkey as soon as this show is over, and I urge everybody else too. The five reasons that it's okay to beat your wife in Turkey,
mm-hmm.
according to the women of Turkey.
All right.
Spending money unnecessarily.
That's number five.
Neglecting the children.
Number four.
disputing the opinion of their husbands.
Number three.
God, yes.
Refusing to have sex.
Number two.
Wheelhouse for me. And, are you kidding? I would have beaten Frieda since the day I met her.
Number one.
Burning a meal.
Oh, my God.
And, incidentally, in the...
Burning a meal.
In the urban areas...
Jesus.
In the urban areas of Turkey, the number of women who are being beaten by their husbands is something like 46%.
Wow.
When you get out into the opposite, when you go out in the country...
In the rural area?
Yeah, wow, that goes up to 77%.
Oh, my God.
And the one thing that they all say about it is, well, we deserve it. And the men have the right to beat their wives.
So what do you think, lady?
No, I don't think so.
You don't like that
one? But I like your VD song, too.
You like the VD song?
Yeah, can I sing it for you?
Sure, go ahead.
I've never had this.
VD is for everybody.
Well done.
I love you guys.
Bye-bye.
See
Thank
ya.
You.
Very nice. Yeah, another person with unbridled joy after talking to us.
Beating for her.
Sorry you didn't like the wife beating stuff. I thought that was a great feel-good.
Can't understand why she wouldn't like that.
Number one reason, you burned my dinner. Now I get to beat you. Well, okay, those are the rules.
And the list compiled by the women of Turkey. Wow, it's true.
God, let me see with Frieda. Let me just do a quick check. Spending money unnecessarily.
Yeah.
One. Neglecting the children. No, I have to say she's a good mother. Disputing the opinion of their husband. Refusing to have sex. Burning a meal. Okay, first you're working on the assumption she's going to make a meal.
Okay? God.
God! I would beat her like there is no tomorrow if we lived in Turkey.
Don Geronimo stars in the remake of Midnight Express.
I would beat my wife within an inch of her life if we lived in Turkey.
You know, I watched that movie, Midnight Express. They like to beat people in Turkey.
Furthermore... She would be for it if she lived in Turkey.
She'd be all for it.
When a woman that was pulled, yes.
She'd understand.
Yeah,
this looks a little crispy in the corner.
I guess.
Come here.
Trip to the closet.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
The box.
Hello.
You disagree with me? Spend a night in the box.
Night the box. I just like a weekend in the box.
Yeah, okay. This is not the best cooked dinner I've ever had. Someone's spending a weekend in the box.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Look at this bill.
Oh my God, did you spend that money unnecessarily?
Say hello to the box.
Say hello to the box, and it's summertime.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is that a black box?
The black box? Yes.
Yes.
Well, is that Oprah Winfrey?
Okay, come on. Leave the jokes to us.
God.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, you are on the air.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, okay. Does it work the other way around for guys, too? Are we going to beat our husbands?
No, that's the feel-good about it.
No, rather one-sided in the country of Turkey.
Great food, great country. See you later. Bye-bye.
That's why there's so many Turkish restaurants around.
My show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I was trying to call about the whole Ashley Simpson thing because I think I know the whole thing.
We're not doing that, but I recommend the local Turkish restaurant. Try their beaten biscuits.
Hello. Don Mike show.
Hi there.
They're better than fries.
What about you? Just an order of beets.
That's all they serve at Turkish restaurants, beets.
Buzz had battered fries. That's pretty good. Though.
Battered fish. Yeah. Like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi there. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great.
Welcome to the Turkish restaurant. Would you like our smothered chicken?
Welcome to the House of Wax.
I wanted to ask you, did you know that there's 100% correlation between the Washington Redskins' win-loss record and the outcome of the presidential race?
Yes, that on the weekend before the election, this goes back like, I don't know, like 8 or 10 elections, that if the Redskins lose, one guy wins, the Republican wins, or some ridiculous thing like that.
Well, it's the good reason for you to root for the Green Bay. The Green Bay team.
Honey, listen, let me ask you, if the Redskins lose, does that mean Kerry wins?
Yes.
Yeah, well then you're right.
No, I'm wrong. If the Green Bay Packers win, Kerry wins. if the Redskins.
That's what he just said.
That's what I asked you, man.
Hey, go to your local Turkish restaurant. Enjoy the catch of the day.
Listen,
black and blue fish.
Hold on. You are the last caller on the phone scan. And what is your name? Any idea?
Yes, my name is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Where are you from?
I'm from Montgomery Village.
Beautiful. Laura, here you go. First, we have tickets for you to go see Lewis Black. He's funny, from the Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He's going to be at the Improv here in D.C. on Monday, November 1. Plus, please don't take this personally, but you've won $500 in laser loot from Georgetown Laser Hair Removal.
Oh, cool.
That's right, and you have that hair removed wherever there's too much hair. Okay, 202-333-4445 or go to georgetownlaser.com.
Okay.
Montgomery Village, lovely as the leaves are changing.
Those are your fabulous gifts. What say you?
I say that's fabulous.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on.
Oh, she got real. Thank you. Real quiet after that.
Bye bye. Thank you very, very much.
Every now and then a listener gets to John McLaughlin bye bye. Bye bye.
And she also gets a free one-way trip to Turkey.
Fantastic.
We got a break. Oh, the erection is just a week away, and we'll be right back with that.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how are you? And a good evening to you. Welcome to the Midnight Video Special. Looks like we got a terrific crowd here in the studio. Where are you from?
Cleveland.
Cleveland. Let's put up the old map there and see where that is. That's on Lake Erie, isn't it? There it is right there. They've got WMMS Buzzard Radio down there, which I understand is making the transition to video in the near future. Speaking of video, we got some for you right now. One of the leading popular musical bands who are front runners in blending their fine music with the magic of video. Let's give a warm welcome to Talking Heads.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's Van Halen, not Talking Heads. It's Jerry Todd.
That's Todd, the Todd man.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Dudes and dudettes, I think you know that the big erection is a week from tomorrow. And in an effort to give both sides equal time on this show,
mm-hmm.
we're now going to go somewhere in Pennsylvania where he is currently campaigning.
Right.
Educational and informative. Let's welcome in now the President of the United States, W.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
How's it going in Pennsylvania?
Sir.
I'm traversing this great country of ours and getting a chance to talk with all my constituents and getting a chance to really get a feel for the vibrations that are transmitting all over this country. I'm pleased to be with you, Don. How are you?
Fine. Now, President Bush, you know that we have...
I'm very tired.
We have a question for you and a question for Kerry.
All right.
You get the question today.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be on the show, and I'd just like to say I'm very, very nervous with the election being this Monday.
No, it's Tuesday.
As I said.
Can you...
Yes.
...please explain to us, in an effort to get out the vote...
Yes.
The electoral process.
Ah, the electoral process is complicated.
I know it is, but try to explain it. Now we're trying to get the vote out. This is your chance.
And the way I
relate to voters.
The way Dick Cheney explained it to me the other day.
Okay.
And if I can be clear with you, it's what it is two things. You got your popular vote, which is everybody's vote, right?
Yeah, that's the one you stole last
year. And then the thing that's equally important, almost more so, is what I like to refer to as the electoral collage, which is a painting, or not like a mural that you'd see like on the side of a building.
How does the electoral collage work?
There are two colors involved in the electoral collage. The electoral collage is blue and red, and some of these you'll see my color will be blue, and others there will be red, but they will be a collage which will bring together the painting that is this great United States. You need a
collage.
You need an S load of glue.
It's collage.
A lot of glue.
Not collage.
No, it's collage.
It's C-O-L-L-E.
It's not a collage.
Why?
It's the Electoral College.
Electoral College.
No.
College is where I went when I snuck into Yale. That is college. These are the details. I got people to work on that for me, right, son. It's not important to me. I'm excited about this election year, and I think that if next Monday everybody does their damnedest to get out there and vote, we're gonna have ourselves a real good time. I tell you. You can dispute me all you want. I know you're on that other side, and I'm not gonna sit here and argue with you. You're just wrong. You're just wrong like you always have been. Go to a good old Republican craft store and pick yourself up a electoral collage. And you see what I'm talking about. You see how wrong, just dead wrong you are.
Hmm.
And there you go again. There he is again. Say, twisting my words.
When's the
flip-flop.
When's the election? When is the election?
Next week.
What day
just
next
Just around
week?
The corner.
What day next week?
Monday.
No.
Yes, it is.
Yes. No, it's not.
Now, there you go again. Yeah, I know what you'd like to do. You probably, if my opponent had it his way, he'd like people to show up on the wrong day. That's what he'd like to do. You understand what I'm saying?
Why is that? That would not help John Kerry.
All I say to you
is supporters showed up on the wrong day.
We were talking about the electoral collage. You need some glue, construction paper, and glitter. Make your own electoral collage like I'm urging all Americans to do, and then follow along and play at home and see how much fun we can have. And I hope the elite media, doesn't screw up the collage like they did last year. You know, it was a real weird picture, and then they painted it wrong. I understand how it's going, and I think that we are very excited about our chances. I've been in some of the great cities. I've been in Aspen, Wyoming, and all over Montgomery, Ohio.
Hold on. Did you mean you were in Aspen, Colorado, and then you went to a town in Wyoming?
Yeah, there's so many cities. It's tough to keep them states and capitals all together, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
If you were the president of the United States, you'd understand how difficult it is for
What state is the town or city of Aspen in?
Wyoming.
That's right.
That's it. And also, Aspen's in Wyoming, Cheyenne is in Colorado, or vice versa. I'm not sure exactly, but you get spun around. It's like being on a whirling dervish thing.
What about
a magic carpet ride?
What about
all over the place?
Albuquerque.
Mm.
I saw you were in this state just yesterday.
I will furrow my brow over Albuquerque. Trick question. Albuquerque is not in the United States. It is a Mexican province.
You're right again.
There you go. 2005's election will be different.
How?
I'd like to say that a vote is a vote. Florida is on. Florida Flay is in my occupe because of my other Bray,
now,
who has insured the election for his other Bray.
What about Pennsylvania Bay?
eBay J. EBJ.
MJ.
MJ. Thank you.
Your other Bray, MJ.
Osley, Eichmay. Oopin' stay. I'm excited about this election. Can I say something seriously?
Please. S.J.
Pig Latin is very exciting.
We're trying.
Stop writing Pig Latin. I cannot read it. I cannot read it. Go away and behave yourself.
M.J.
Oh, fuzzy boy.
M.J.
M.J. is Jeb.
Very good.
Are we doing a lesson?
Hey, here's one
Rumpfeld
for you.
Rumpfeld and I work on it all the time.
What about this?
Yes.
Say eBay in Pig Latin.
I'm totally confused.
Yeah. Say eBay in Pig Latin. Can you do it?
eBay A. Is that right? Did I get it right?
I think again.
Do your duty and vote.
You know, you're close. You're closer on that than you are in the states and the capitals.
I'm very, very tired, and I've been traveling the country,
sure.
Much like my opponent, who is filling the ears of the citizenry with lies, packs of lies. And I will tell you that, it's tough. It's tough when you've done such an outstanding job. And you know you've done an outstanding job, and Mamo tells me I've done an outstanding job, and my dad do. He tells me what an outstanding job I've done.
Do they know about this?
And you hear these lies and nasty things being said that are totally untrue.
Do they know?
I don't come out on the campaign trail each and every day and say that his wife looks like a Muppet. I don't say that.
No.
With her enormous head and how oversized it is. Take a look at the candidates. If you want to bring it down to this level, son, let me tell you what I'll tell you.
Okay.
Bring it down to this level. Take a look at Laura Bush.
She's a very diminutive, small, petite woman with a small, normal-sized head.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you look at my opponent's wife, who happens to have an oversized head, much like a mascot at a ball game. I think the choice is clear. I will buy votes with ice cream and Twix bars. I didn't make a last-minute surge in the preschools.
Are you sure about this electoral college, though?
You know, most nursery schools that have taken the polls have actually found that the preschoolers go for me, and I think that reflects very well on their parents. And I'm excited about it. And this is the process. And I'm just a little worried about the outcome in the event that the disaster happens and I don't succeed.
You lose, right.
I've given very serious thought to what to do.
Really?
After post-election. You know, some of the greatest presidents have done their best work after office.
And what will you do if you lose?
I will become a landscaper. That is what I like. I enjoy pulling out shrubs with my hands and getting my hands dirty and feeling the dirt. So I will be taking a different road if I do not succeed. I will be traveling down the road of a manual laborer. I will work with my hands as a landscaper. I can mow lawns with the best of them. I am very excited about the prospects of this election. So look for me, win or lose, to do more yard work.
Explain the Electoral College to me one more time.
It is wrong. Your premise is wrong. I'm going to say it to you one more time. There you go again.
Electoral College.
I'm really, really, I am exploring a reality show on PACs.
Really, what's that?
It's a George Post White House. That's, of course, in the event that I lose, which is not going to happen.
No.
Not with the electoral collage and our situation.
Explain that to me again now.
It's a paint-by-the-numbers type of situation.
No, it's not.
Each state is assigned a number, blue or red, and then you paint the collage.
No, it's
and
not.
Whoever has the best painting in the end wins.
You're wrong.
You are wrong.
You know who that is, probably. You want me to get it?
I'll get this one.
Right. Go ahead.
Yellow. Nope. I have to.
Who is
he wants
it?
Me on the show because there is an audience for it. I'm speaking, Mom.
Oh, it's his mom.
That's what I thought.
He is not trying to make me look like an ass.
Is that your mom?
That's my mom.
Tell her I said hi.
Oh, I better not do that.
What? What?
You know, I'll try it.
Then just ask her. Ask her how she thinks.
Mama, don't talk. I got two people talking to me at the same time.
Ask her what she thinks of your explanation of the Electoral College.
All right. Mamo, I was telling them about the electoral collage painting thing that you told.
What?
No, I don't. Well, I just. Dick Cheney said. I'm not an ass.
His mom's called him an ass.
All the time. Apparently.
No, my electoral collage rules. It looks just like a horsey. Mamo, I don't. I'm sorry. He's not making fun. All right. Hold on a second. I have to ask you, you're not making fun of me, are you?
Oh, nay.
He said no. I told you. That's the way it is, Mama. She's getting on in years. I love you, Mama. Yes. We'll see you Monday night for the big night.
It's Tuesday.
It is
Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
I tell you that, you don't believe me. Your mom tells you.
I have a clarification to make.
What's that?
I have been told by my Mama that the election is Tuesday night.
It is. I told you that.
Tuesday night at about 8 o'clock.
No, all day Tuesday.
That's right. It.
Huh? All day Tuesday, I think.
All day. I'm going to go with you on that one,
Buzz.
Barney.
It Buzz. Starts.
I tell you what, Dick Cheney is too spooky, though, isn't he?
Yeah.
I tell you, I have heard it on good authority that our vice president has secret scary powers.
They like
can
what?
Come out of his fingertips.
Like what?
He can. He has the power to make you die of a major disease. With his fingertips. If he rubs on you, you will die. You will get brain problems.
We get brain juice?
Yeah, you'll get brain juice problems and die very quickly.
I believe
Stay
that.
Away from handshakes with Dick Cheney if you want to keep your hands. Apparently this year only, they are trying out a Tuesday election. So I correct myself
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, this is the first time
I've always said, do it at the beginning of the week, son.
First time in our nation's history that the election will be held on a Tuesday.
Mama has corrected me and I've accepted her decision. And my dadu also has accepted her decision, so I am pleased.
What did she say about
that? That pleases me greatly.
What did she say about the Electoral College?
She told me that I was being made the fool, that every time I go on your program, I'm made the fool.
Oh.
And I say, your program is a youth-oriented program that reaches many, many individuals, especially young voters who I am trying to court mm-hmm. as the Tuesday night Tuesday election gets closer.
It's all day Tuesday.
All with the hope of painting the best collage that I can.
Uh-huh.
A point of fact.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney's glasses have wicked heat vision. He'll see right clean through you. Dick Cheney will know what's going on in the room on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. He can see clean through the whole West Wing, and I'm not talking about the TV show. That's my man. He's superpower.
Dick Cheney.
Superpowered. Yeah, don't let that heart attack fool you.
Are you afraid of him?
I'm very, very afraid. I do not question his judgment or his ideas.
Is he the reason?
Or his agenda.
Is he the reason we're in Iraq?
He is the reason that John Edwards has that thing on his lip.
Oh.
And you will notice as we get closer to Election Day, it will get bigger and bigger. And also, I have heard another rumor.
What's that?
I have never had it proven, though.
Yeah, what's that?
His wife, Lynn Cheney.
Yeah. Yes.
Has green blood.
Wow.
Her blood is green.
Martian?
She is from another planet. These are scary facts.
They are.
But I will make sure that we will no longer live in fear of anything, including a Martian vice president's wife.
Well, thank you for explaining how the Electoral College works.
Some of your coworkers are looking at me like the toll of this election has taken too much on me. She is as evil as a thousand goblins.
Is that Lynn Cheney?
Green-blooded Lynn Cheney.
Oh.
Her blood is green. Very, very scary.
What do you think about her lesbian daughter?
Now, see, that's uncalled for. We're not speak. I mean, she of which we do not speak.
Oh, is that what they told you?
Exactly. No comment. I don't need to comment on people's personal lives.
Let's be honest, though, for a second.
Right. Yeah.
The whole gay thing?
I knew it. I have great, great, great gaydar.
It's a sin, right?
It is a mortal sin. It is horrible. And I would say it's nice that the Cheneys are loving parents. But I do believe that someday there will be hell to pay. And I mean literally. Like rolling a wheelbarrow full of coal down in the darkest, hottest place in the world.
Wow.
With the devil man putting pitchforks into your rump.
You sure are an open-minded president.
That's right. And I am not. I believe that you shut the door on that.
Yeah.
See, the Constitution can't do it. We'll get them. We'll fix them in the next cycle.
Sure.
I gots to go.
Okay.
You take care of yourself. Remember, she's got green blood.
I heard you. It's been nice talking to you.
Bye now.
All right. See you later.
It's chips and salsa time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll
see you for election 07.
Sadly, called it 05 earlier.
Microphone's off. All right.
Hey, okay, all right.
I did another great goddamn show, didn't I?
Only thinks it's on.
And I tell you, they love me. That's Don and Mike. Huh? Radio guys. Where are my chips?
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz, it's me.
He made it up.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hello.
Hey, what is your lead story on your news and comments today?
Today, a member of the 9/11 Commission says, we've found Osama bin Laden.
Really?
Really, where is he?
Oh, I know. Stay tuned, right?
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you noticed the leaves starting to turn colors yet?
Oh, I smell the roses. The show is about to begin, and that means lots of scenic drives. Maybe out in the boonies.
You know, this copy was written for us on September 1st. I should point out that today is October 25, and I believe that the autumnal foliage is past its peak. Perhaps we could simply say, OnStar Personal Calling is a hands-free phone built into your vehicle, and we don't have to talk about the goddamn leaves.
You know, I was using my OnStar phone to talk to my mom-o today, and I'm amazed at the clarity and quality of the signal. That is a true thing, regardless of leaves on the trees or not.
Voice-activated dialing, hands-free operation. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
The safe and sound plan costs only $16.95 per month, plus tax after the first year.
Find OnStar on over 50 GM models, including vehicles with an MSRP around $16,000.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
A couple of biggins, Don and Mike.
Yeah. And here we go with a station break. Don't lose
those songs are going to be a hit record because it's in a commercial. That Lenny Kravitz thing, that Lenny Kravitz horse face girl, Sarah Jessica Vehicular Manslaughter. This is in that commercial.
Yes.
A killer song. Station Break, right. And how about a Tampa Bay? 1010. WBZZ in Wichita, Kansas. 98.7 FM, KFH FM in Pittsburgh. 1550 WURP. And in Portland, Oregon. 910 Max. And also we're heard in Salem, Oregon. It's a simulcast of that station on KSLM. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a trip for two to Cancun, Mexico.
Ah, who doesn't want to go to Mexico?
Nice. Courtesy of, well, I don't. Courtesy of, but that's just me.
Hey,
courtesy
Cancun, man.
Yeah. Well, still.
Come on. Nice.
I'll go.
Mexico.
Rob, you been?
Yes, I honeymooned there. It's delicious.
He loves Mexico.
Congratulations. Very cool. HBO's family, listen, you love a great time. I've been to Mexico, I think.
I've been briefly.
One time I've been there, just briefly.
Just brief.
Just brief. Who am I to put down my nose in this? Listen, everything's good in Mexico.
Absolutely. Right.
Trip for two to Cancun from HBO's Family Bonds. We'll give that away on tomorrow's episode.
Exciting.
You go. I don't want to. Here's Buzz. And you know, color me red, white, and blue.
That's right.
I'd rather just stay in my house.
Absolutely. You'd rather stay in your house and eat a burrito.
And see nobody. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. A former Secretary of the Navy who was a member of the 9/11 Commission says, "We know where to find Osama bin Laden." Exactly where? John Layman says the Pentagon has pinpointed the location of the man behind the 9/11 attacks, but Layman says the U.S. is holding back on capturing bin Laden because that might destabilize the otherwise stable government of Pakistan. Quoting Layman, "There's an American presence in the area, but we can't just send in troops. If we did, we could have another Vietnam, and the United States cannot afford that right now."
Time
end
out.
Quote.
Time out.
Yes.
This guy who's saying this, what's his job? I never heard of him before.
He was on the 9/11 Commission. He's also a former Secretary of the Navy.
Wouldn't you think?
So not just an average guy.
If we knew where bin Laden was.
Uh-huh. Precisely.
Should there be no other priority higher than taking him out?
Well, I think there's a difference between getting him in Afghanistan and getting him in Pakistan, and that could be a plausible scenario, you know, that
sucks on ice.
That, you know, he's in this area of Pakistan where we would destabilize the government and it would cause a another Vietnam where we'd get bogged down again. Right. I mean, I think it's just, you know, but who knows, you know, really? I mean, who knows? I've heard personally from friends of mine that, you know, travel in certain circles that say, you know, that they're going to get him, that they will get him before the election.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard more rumors about Osama bin Laden than anything else in this entire conflict.
And but if we knew right where he was.
Exactly.
Why wouldn't we send, like, the guys with the repelling stuff to go down the walls?
Yeah, the special forces.
Send in our SEALs, our special forces.
That's a good question.
Take him out. We could do it quietly. Besides, screw Pakistan. I'm serious.
They have nuclear weapons, so you have to be careful.
Yeah, well, listen, who doesn't, Buzz? What's going on there?
That they already have him. That's how weird. That's the weirdest rumor ever.
Yeah, a lot of those rumors.
But I think right now it would. Wouldn't you be suspicious the week before the election?
I've said all along that I would not be surprised if they pull him out of the, pull him out of a Ramada Inn somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And now here he is,
clean shaven. Former Navy Secretary John Layman doesn't think that will happen, at least not before the election. And as you heard him say, we could have another Vietnam and the United States cannot afford that right now. That quote, the underlying message there, of course, is that the U.S. is too busy with Iraq, where Osama bin Laden isn't.
What if we trick him? What if you tell me he left his wallet in Afghanistan?
Oh, you try that?
You know, just said something like, you left your car keys in Afghanistan, dude.
Or call his mother and, say he's at the morgue.
Right.
And then wait for him to come back home like like Dog did.
We should send Dog after
That's
him.
That's right.
We'd have him by
Dog
now.
Would get him.
Dog.
Quoting Layman again, we'll get him eventually, just not now.
Hmm.
Over the weekend, President Bush said it's, quote, up in the air as to whether the U.S. can ever be fully safe from a terrorist attack.
That's good.
John Kerry, meanwhile, wavered as usual, quoting him, "You make me president, we're going to win the war on terror. It's not going to be up in the air whether or not we make America safe." And the president also said over the weekend that terrorists might still be thinking of ways to disrupt next Tuesday's election. Quoting Mr. Bush, "I don't want to alarm anybody because there's nothing specific at this time, a kind of general threat," end quote.
Vice President Dick Cheney, who did want to alarm people, spoke of a general threat last week involving nuclear and biochemical attacks on the U.S. And if our homeland security depends on Iraq, Baghdad, we have a problem.
They're all asses. Let me just say that. They're all asses. I mean, on both sides now. This is just getting too...
It's a week before the election.
Crazy. And Buzz, my whole comment on this is when I'm watching the shows...
Right.
Now it's like the countdown to the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's like only 9 days left. And for everybody that was so sensitive about the war in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
and especially when they like yell at football announcers for saying, you know, it's the battle of the trenches, how come there's no problem when I'm watching the Today Show and they say, the battleground state of Pennsylvania,
yeah.
they'll be fighting the battle to the death. Yeah, mm-hmm. come on. That's not right.
Mm-hmm. No, but it could be a battle.
Yes, it could be a battle, and the election is Tuesday, mm-hmm. and just everybody, you know.
Well, is it safe to say you guys agree with me that we will have the greatest voter turnout in the history of presidential?
Oh, yeah. Here's what I think,
yeah.
though. Don't you think we're not going to have a winner next Tuesday night? There's no way. I'll bet you any amount of money that it's either Bin Laden or we're attacked or there's a problem with the machines in Pennsylvania. There's a problem with the machines in Florida that we don't have a clear-cut winner.
You think so?
I think so.
I think that's possible.
I'm not being a stupid disc jockey here. I'm being... a stupid real person.
You think something's going to happen?
This is what I truly...
You think it's going to get down to the wire like with Gore and Bush?
I don't think there's anything going to happen like we're going to be attacked. I think exactly... Listen...
Even just a vote count problem, anyway.
Check it out. Already in Florida, they're already saying that there are problems with the voting system with the people that have gone in early.
I think on Tuesday night, once the polls close, and they have to wait until they close out west, right?
Right.
So they can't really call a winner until 11 o'clock
except for Fox News.
and just one other thing about the election, because I know it's just a week away.
Uh-huh.
Everybody likes Jon Stewart. God, he's funny.
Huh?
Would he just please shut up?
Been a lot of him lately.
Really? You know, here's the thing with Jon Stewart. That show is hilarious.
Right.
And Jon Stewart is a goddamn funny one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went on that show, Crossfire, I gave him all the props of the world, because he went on that show not to be funny. He went on that show to say to that guy, Tucker Carlson, with his idiot bow tie, you suck,
right.
and this show sucks,
right.
and I'm only coming on the show because I say this all the time behind your back.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's cool. Anybody check out the 60 Minutes thing last night with Jon Stewart?
I saw it, yes.
Yeah.
He's taking a brief dip,
yeah.
and like me, I mean...
Well, he's getting a lot of attention.
On one hand, he's got the whole thing going, saying, hey, why are people paying attention to us? We're a fake news show.
Right.
But on the other hand...
He's soaking it up.
Yeah, even though he's for the guy that I'm for.
So he's getting a little Rosie O'Donnell disease?
Yeah, he's absolutely getting it.
That's too bad.
Just Jon Stewart, just watch
him. You know, I don't think he'll ever get Rosie O'Donnell disease. I hope she doesn't. Is Ellen DeGeneres? I really hope that she...
She's already got it.
Oh,
I don't know how to tell you this, but she...
not a disease.
Ellen
really.
DeGeneres, in my opinion, is the most natural television talk show host I have ever seen on the air.
And naturally funny.
She's absolutely the best. And I think that format was really just perfect, designed for her. I don't think she's going to be like... Remember, we dug Rosie O'Donnell way back at the beginning when she did her show, and then she turned into this Lake Me swimming person.
Ellen is really an incredible talent, and she has a one-on-one with the camera where she is able to put herself down.
Mm-hmm.
She is able to be vulnerable, and at the same time, I must say, it's a joke. Very strong lesbian.
But
what I mean is you look at her and you don't think, oh, dyke or butch. Or you don't even think lesbian. You just say, wow.
She's funny.
It's a funny, strong lady. Yep.
And I get the impression when I watch that show, she could handle any situation. I mean, that's what... And you know, kind of like when we do it for 4 hours of live radio every day, you don't see that with TV people because everything is so scripted and prepared.
Let me just say that. She's no Maury.
Okay. But then who is?
She's no Montel.
To be fair, who is?
Maury Povich.
Well, she's no, who's the fat girl?
Ricky Lake?
Yeah, she's no Ricky Lake.
Oh, I miss her.
She's no Jane Pauley.
She's no Queen Latifah.
I watch the Jane Pauley show sometimes.
That show is a...
But you know why it's great? If you just tune it in like once or twice a week, I guarantee you'll catch Jane Pauley talking about how she's crazy and they have a bipolar. She still won't let it go. Hi, our topic today is making the right treats for Halloween.
I'm Jane Pauley. The more I talk about being bipolar, the higher my ratings go.
Just last week, I was telling my family...
Do you remember last Halloween when I was crazy out of my mind?
Remember that Halloween that I was in? I'd slipped into the deep depression? I'm Jane Pauley.
Well, in our excitement about invading Iraq to get those non-existent weapons of mass destruction, we overlooked weapons of medium destruction.
And this I'm so mad at this.
Yeah,
this is a reason to be mad. If this isn't a reason to go vote on Tuesday, I don't know what is.
Because now 380 tons of explosives. Let me say that again. 380 tons of explosives that were there when we invaded Iraq are missing now. Oops. The weapons were stored in a bunker 30 miles south of Baghdad. Believing we had bigger fish to fry, we left them unsecured.
Where's the weapons? Gone. Don't know. You're good.
What happened?
You're good, you.
I mean, you invade a country, you say mission accomplished.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't leave, like, some soldiers behind?
The bunkers where those 300...
You did this for Charlie M.
Has no one fought this?
You left Charlie M. to guard 380 tons of explosives?
That was like a natural Pesci for you.
It really was. I was mad.
Well, anyway, the bunker is still there, even if the weapons aren't. And the bunker, after all this time, is still unsecured. And the looting there still continues. Apparently, 380 tons of explosives.
I like the bunkers.
Part of the loot, and I hope it's
Archie. Oh, Archie.
Archie, Edith, Meathead.
Edith.
Gee, I hope the explosives don't fall into the wrong hands. The International Atomic Energy Agency says it's the kind of explosive that terrorists have used for years. It's the kind they used on that Lockerbie jet. The agency says the explosives can also be used to detonate Dick Cheney's nuclear weapons.
Approved by terrorists.
The agency says it warned the U.S. about these unsecured 380 tons of explosives before we invaded Iraq. So we knew, and we just, I guess, we were busy. We were very, very busy.
Don't forget, like George Bush said, everybody vote Monday.
Yeah.
Vote Monday. And remember what I'm telling you now. No matter what these guys here in this room believe, we look at this whole thing through rose-colored glasses.
Yes, we do.
We will come in here and do our show next Wednesday, and we will be saying, hey, we don't know who the president is.
That's your prediction, huh?
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be, I don't think it's terror. I think it's just like last year. Recount.
I'll go against that. I'll bet you. I'll bet you we'll know sometime in the wee hours of Wednesday morning.
Before we do the show on Wednesday.
Yeah, definitely before we do the show on Wednesday.
Okay, I'll take that bet.
All right.
The Republican Party has
so the loser has to have sex with Tom Gavin.
Amen.
Okay.
Another bet.
Glad I didn't bet.
All right.
Hey, it's not a Red Sox bet. I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Hey, why didn't I pick the World Series? What's wrong with me?
Charlie M!
The Republican Party has politely asked the Rock the Vote people to stop talking about reinstating the draft. The theme of this year's Rock the Vote campaign is Vote or Die. GOP Chairman Ed Gillespie sent a vague letter to the Rock the Vote people urging them to cease and desist their message that not voting could bring back the military draft.
Listen, that's the Sean Combs thing. And right. I said last week, I still think... That's a great slogan.
That's great. And you're going to see with the voter turnout. People are going to vote.
And Sean Combs, at least when I've heard him speak about this, is not saying this has anything to do with the draft. He's just saying, listen, get off your ass and vote. If you don't, you might as well be dead. Right. You might as well be dead in your soul.
Right. Right.
Not that you will literally be dead and drafted.
I think it's a great campaign, and it's going to get a lot of people to participate.
And apparently the campaign has been coming out and saying that there's a possibility that if you don't vote, the draft will be reinstated. That's part of their literature and part of their campaign.
Hey, if that's your issue, that's your issue.
Well, Gillespie's letter threatens legal action.
He's dizzy, I'll tell you that.
Dizzy Gillespie?
Yeah.
Dizzy Ed Gillespie?
Right.
His letter threatens legal action, including a challenge to the voter registration drive itself, its not-for-profit status with the IRS in as well. The head of the Rock the Vote organization says it's, quote, a textbook case of attempted censorship. By your logic, there should be no debate about anything you disagree with, end quote.
And here getting is sensitive.
Here is one more retarded thing about the election.
Yes?
When you're watching the coverage next week, I saw them unveil this on the Today Show this morning.
Oh, good.
This is beyond moronic. Last year, they had Big Fat Tim Russert. His thing was he had the board that he wiped off. Remember when they were doing the recount?
Yeah, magic slate.
Here is the wiping. Tim Russert's magic wiping.
Nobody does it. Tim Russert on TV constantly wiping.
Here's what they have this year. I'm not kidding.
What?
Okay, you know Rockefeller Center?
Yeah.
Where they do the Today Show. You know the big ice skating rink?
Sure.
Okay. What they've done is they've painted it. And they're urging retard, moron, idiot people in New York who want to watch the election coverage to come down to Rockefeller, 30 Rockefeller Plaza, mm-hmm. on election night. Because as each state is decided...
They're going to go blue and red?
They will.
All right.
So you can...
Is Tim going to be on figure skates?
I don't know.
It's going to be red. The red will be Tim's blood.
I hope it don't melt, though. I hope it don't melt.
And they're turning it, whatever the GE building is right there, they're going to turn that into a giant bar graph. So as the totals of the electoral votes come in, they're going to shoot a big red and a big blue line.
Like an electoral collage.
Exactly.
So what they're saying to NBC is, if you're really, really stupid, and you live in the New York area...
But you like bright colors.
And you can't, that's right, and you're getting ready to watch Jay Leno, and you can't figure out who's winning, come down to Rockefeller Center, look at the ice rink,
right.
and count the states. And tomorrow morning... Watch the Today Show and watch when they have Al Roker standing in the middle of this big ice rink that has the United States painted up from one end to the other.
Right.
You tell me if that's not the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
That would be either before or after they spend 10 minutes telling everyone that on Friday they'll be in costume.
Ah, that's right, costume.
That's right, for their big Halloween show. Jesus. And listen, one more thing on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. I'm glad Katie Couric wrote a book. I mean, who cares? You know, it's a 26-page kid's book. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, bitch. Stop it. Just stop it. She's doing the news, and she's doing the thing with Matt Lauer, and then they got the big thing outside with the big United States map at the ice rink, and I'm thinking, how dumb is this show?
Right.
Matt Lauer goes, and when we come back, we'll be talking with the author of a brand-new children's book. And guess who the author is?
Ooh.
It's Katie Couric.
Yeah, take care of their own.
Convenient. It's you know, arguably a news program.
And the other person, on the Today Show,
you
that
shouldn't be allowed to promote your other ventures when you're doing a television show.
I am fascinated always by Campbell Brown. Who I am.
I don't like Campbell Brown.
I am positive she is anorexic.
I think Campbell Brown is an alien.
She also does this thing that's when right. she speaks. Well, Katie.
You know, I heard a rumor about Campbell Brown.
It's looking good here in New Hampshire.
When you touch Campbell Brown's arm, 33 degrees.
Really?
Yes. She's that cold.
With her and, touching dry ice?
She's that frigid.
All I know is she goes to McDonald's. She goes, I'll have number three and a feather, please. Man, she's like Karen Carpenter skinny. And she's got that thing when she says, Campbell Brown. I'm Campbell Brown.
Campbell Brown.
Back to you, Katie, with your giant horse legs.
Campbell Brown needs some Campbell soup.
This is Katie. Everybody applauds the fact that you get on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. Come on. Look at your legs, honey.
Yeah.
Look at your legs, Katie.
Look at them.
Did you see Katie with Senator Kerry today?
I did not.
She was doing an interview with him, but it was a stand-up interview, and I bet you she planned how she stood for 5 minutes before they did the shot.
Really?
With her legs spread, but not too much.
Hey.
Perfect profile.
Hey.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Senator Kerry.
Now I'm interested. Check out my big ice rink. Check it out. Buzz, what is next?
When we come back, the folks behind Friday's We Hate Kerry show get sued.
Okay.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They'll still be here after they've been the herd. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Now, back to news with Buzz Curdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Conservative chain of TV stations is being sued for allegedly using copyrighted material without permission. Sinclair Broadcasting, which aired a watered-down version of its We Hate Kerry film Friday night, is accused of using copyrighted photos from a pro-Kerry film.
You can't spell Sinclair without sin.
That's right, Reverend. They took it from a pro-Kerry film about the candidate's military service in Vietnam. The Sinclair film called Stolen Honor, Wounds That Never Heal, which is still playing on the Internet, apparently also included pictures from the documentary Going Up River, The Long War of John Kerry. Sinclair, which has donated the maximum amount to both the Bush and Republican campaigns, had already edited the special once it was faced with legal and financial pressures. The lawsuit demands that Sinclair not use the pictures again.
Anybody notice that after Sinclair ran this, or whatever version they ran?
Huh? Watered down.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
They watered it down enough that I think by the time it cared, it was less objectionable.
Well, also, originally, weren't they scheduling to run that the night before the election?
No, I think the plan all along was to run it in the week that was 2 weeks before the election.
All right.
Also making maximum donations.
Remember, you can't spell Sinclair without Link. I just want to say that. I love Link from the Mod Squad.
Who doesn't?
You never, ever miss an opportunity to work him into the show.
Link.
Link.
He was the quiet one.
Yes.
I like quiet. Julie Lipton.
And?
Peggy Lipton.
Peggy Lipton.
Yeah,
who was married to Quincy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be Peggy Julie on the show?
It is Peggy Lipton. Julie.
That's right.
And who played the white guy? Robbie?
I don't know. I'm not
you don't know?
He was later. Hey, I have a question, baseball question, real quick.
Yeah.
And I meant to ask you this all day today.
Yeah.
The song they play at the end of a Red Sox win. Have you heard that? I'm gonna hum it for you like during the break.
Okay, Dirty Water.
That's
why he's the best disc jockey in America.
That's right.
Boston, you're my home.
Thank you.
There you go.
Sorry.
No, I'm glad I could help.
I wanted to know that
had to be clarified.
I want a copy of it.
Also, Rail. Thank you, Rob.
And Rob, can you find that for me?
You can't.
Okay.
You can't spell Sinclair without Rail.
Right.
Thank you.
That's right.
Or Liar.
Or Air. Or Liar. Oh,
very good.
How about that one, huh?
Or Sync, but not like NSYNC.
No.
Just S-I-N-C.
Yeah.
Well, Inc., the,
like incorporated. I wish there was an E in Sinclair.
Why is that?
Because then you could say you can't spell Sinclair without Eclair.
Anyway, now Rob,
I'd like to eat an Eclair.
Rob is doing this like a word puzzle now. It's not a jumble. Down boy.
I love the jumbles.
Down boy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Also making maximum donations to the Bush campaign, some of the mafia's best earners, according to the FBI. Colombo family soldiers John Stalupi and John Rosati are both convicted felons and multimillionaires with car dealerships in New York and Florida.
What about Charlie M?
They're friends of ours, Buzz.
Yes, I talk about they're friends of ours. That's another mafia thing. They're dear friends.
Yes.
That's another thing that he says in a casino when he's called De Niro. He goes, obviously, he didn't know that we are dear friends.
Mm-hmm.
When the guy won't take his feet off the table.
Right, exactly. And, you know, did you see the John Gotti thing where they're, like, digging up a vacant lot, like a block from his house?
Yeah.
That's where they buried some bodies. That's lazy.
Charlie M.
Well, last year, your dear friends each gave the Bush-Cheney campaign $2,000.
Oh,
the
thank
biggest
you.
Individual thank contributions you. Allowed by law.
Fake applause. I don't know how that got going, but thank you. No, really. Listen, we're here all week. Please, stop it.
Oh.
Okay, knock it off. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Former Vice President Al Gore was in Florida yesterday urging African Americans to turn their anger into votes, not violence. On a tour of mostly black churches, Gore talked about the bitterness over the close race of 4 years ago. Quoting him, don't turn it into angry acts or angry words.
I sure am angry.
Gore also urged black voters to vote early. Quoting again, you want to give them time to count all the votes. The wife of vice presidential candidate John Edwards, meanwhile, was a bit more candid over the weekend when she didn't know she was on camera. C-SPAN captured audio of a supporter telling Liz Edwards, quote, I'm just worried there's going to be riots afterward. Quoting Liz, well, not if we win.
I sure am worried about that. Buzz?
Yes.
Why must it always be about color?
I don't know.
If you want to avoid riots, just make sure there's no one standing between Mrs. Edwards and the dinner table.
Fat joke.
Keep the secret, my sweet.
Oh, no.
This is why I say it once every time.
Yeah. I wish you would.
Ah, Mrs. Edwards.
In sports, the mayor of Boston.
What, she ain't missed a meal. She ain't. And, you know, it might be crap about John Edwards taking her there to Wendy's for their anniversary,
yeah.
But I guarantee she's a 3 or 4 times a week Wendy's fan.
Oh, absolutely.
If she skips a meal, that thing on his lip is history.
The mayor of Boston was thinking about banning booze around Fenway Park during the World Series. He's decided not to do that.
No, that was the right decision.
He's decided instead to ban... to ban
I got hiccups.
He instead decided to ban TV cameras from the bars.
I'll drink to that.
Bar and restaurant owners convinced him that banning booze was not the way to go, even though an alcohol-laced crowd got out of hand after the playoff win. Instead, the mayor's planning on beefing up the police presence around those bars and
she's gone!
And banning the TV cameras, which, as we all know, were the real reason that the fans got out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this is not just another woman finds condom in muffin story.
Oh, no. Is this a Don's car wash?
No.
This is not. I'm laughing about something else. I'm sorry, Buzz.
That's quite all right.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Not just another woman finds
how
condom
anyway?
In muffins. I'm well. Thank you. How have you been? In New York, a 29-year-old writer for MTV bit into her carrot nut cream cheese muffin and found the latex.
Gross.
Quoting her, I ate almost half the muffin before discovering it. It was like slow motion when I pulled it out.
Yeah. I
crazy fish.
I was screaming.
No.
Here. Oh, but no, wait. Here's the amazing part. She called the health department and they told her, and I quote, "Go ahead and throw away the evidence. We won't get to your complaint for days, maybe weeks."
Incredible!
The health department told the woman it doesn't have time to investigate all the complaints it gets about foreign objects found in food. Merry Christmas! Let's eat. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No!
Thank you, Buzz.
Let's get out of here. Thank you, fellas. Another good show today. We'll try to do better tomorrow.
Always.
Stand by for Ron and Fez. Uncle Ron and Aunt Fez are coming up next on WJFK FM. Live 105 FM at 1010 The Buzz in Tampa Bay. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, my sweet.
And you.
She's gone.
She's gone. Must be nice, Rob.
It must be.
Must be nice. We'll see you.
Eat a lot.
And why should the thing go?
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Let me leave you swinging.
Mike's still here.
This is the Don and Mike Show.